What's up, everybody? Lunchtime Adventures is brought to you by Shutterstock.com, and currently, we don't have a keyword like they were supposed to send us. So, if you want to get 20% off your first purchase, buying graphics, stock images, website stuff, and all that good stuff, go to VGUTV, go to an article, and on the sidebar you should see an ad for Shutterstock, and get 20% off your first purchase when you sign up. When you use our affiliate link. This is Lunchtime Adventures, and I'm your host Joshua Mobley, and I'm sitting here with Alan Muir.
Hey,
Constantine.
I am a person, and I exist, and this is totally real.
Yeah. Okay. Constantine Maximilian.
Yo, what's up?
And
I'm beautiful.
Yeah, you are. And and Admin Riaz. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought you were dead.
Hi. No, I'm still alive. Still going.
Still alive.
Yeah.
We're still stuck with him for a while.
Still kicking it.
Yeah.
This is a new show. It's a new VGU show. Well, technically it's not a new show. We've done it before.
It's like a rebrand, reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
Sort of thing.
It's a reboot. So originally this show was about politics, and it was a friend of mine, Adam, who will be on the show at some point. Today he was unavailable. So, it was originally just about politics, and then I decided, screw that. Like, politics always come up in conversation. Let's just have funny conversations for a couple hours. Chill out, you know. So how's everybody doing? Like, what's new in life? What's going on? This is pure silence.
Complete silence. That's how we're doing.
Oh shit!
I recently turned into a monk.
Just now, I can't even
recently turned to Buddhism.
Yeah, I took a vow of silence to reach enlightenment.
I went there for the name.
Have you guys ever seen Chronicle?
I've seen Chronicle.
That was a great movie. I just remember, you just reminded me of like Tibet and the monks, and like the guy wants to go to Tibet.
And man, what a tragic figure that dude is.
I know. I feel bad. I'm the Alpha Predator, or whatever it was.
His dad deserved it. He had it coming.
Yeah, his dad was an asshole. And like, just when you think his dad's like turning around, he just turns back into an asshole. And God damn it. That was a cool movie, though. Did you guys ever see it?
Yeah.
You saw it? Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
My dad was like, I don't know about all that. I'm like, it was Goddad! God damn it!
I don't know. I don't think it's the best thing to see with a father.
Huh? I didn't see it with my dad. I saw it with my girlfriend. We were gonna go see John Carter, but like, it was really early in the morning, and it wasn't playing till noon, and we're like, I don't want to wait 2 hours to go watch John Carter, so... We're like, let's go watch Chronicle, because my friend told me it was really good, and then we watched that instead, and then we came out like, that was awesome! That was so good! And then, we talked about this earlier, but last night, I don't watch movies that often, but I, for some reason, just wanted to watch a horror movie, so I watched Rosemary's Baby for the first time ever last night. That was a weird movie.
It's a very weird movie.
Yeah, it was, just like old Satan people and weird the baby. They never, you know what I liked though about it? They never showed the baby. You know,
his eyes. No. What have you done to his eyes?
Yeah, what have you done to his eyes? They're like, well, oh, the red. We've been smoking tons of pot here at the Satan meeting.
Was it released in like 1984? Something like that.
But doesn't it take place in like the 60s or early 70s or something?
Yeah.
Cause they said like the guy was born in the late 1800s and then he's like 79 in the movie. So then.
Yeah.
Well, they're like, it lines up perfectly with the witches thing.
Well, I think it's like on Gamecast when we talk about like horror movies from the 80s. Like they're just classics.
Yeah. They're just so much better than.
Oh yeah.
Horror
yeah.
movies today.
Ghoulies.
What?
Ghoulies.
What is that?
The monsters that were in the toilet.
Sounds like shit.
Yeah, real funny.
Yep. Comedy gold here on the Lunchtime Adventures. But no,
yeah, it was a movie where some people were at a like it was a 1% party.
It's like an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah, and these creatures just came popping out of the toilets eating people.
That sounds incredibly awful. Why would I?
It was the '80s, okay?
80s was great for horror films.
Yeah, like there was just good stuff, you know. It's like,
what was that? Chud was in the '80s.
Chud, Chud. Oh my god!
Toxic Am I getting Avenger? That? Am I butchering it somehow?
No, just Chud. That name, it's funny. It sounds funny. Like, you know, when you hear Chud, you just think of like a big turd, you know?
that's kind of, I'm pretty sure that was the
But like, I mean, if somebody was like, I just took a huge Chud, wouldn't you be like, like, you'd be like, I didn't need to know that, but all right. I gotta take a huge Chud. Go to the, go to the John.
What a piece of Chud.
What a piece of Chud. Mm. Yeah, yeah. There's another horror movie I'm thinking of, but I can't remember what the fuck it's called for some reason. Evil Dead was in the 80s, yes?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Army of Darkness is cool, too.
I got so many great films from the 80s. Yeah.
Although, Army of Darkness is just, like, completely ridiculous. Like, there's no... Yeah.
And that's the charm of it.
Yeah, it's not serious at all. There's like skeletons walking around. There's like a skeleton army. And they're like, what the hell? I thought we were in a cabin like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're here now. Okay.
Yeah, this is happening.
I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with this. I don't know if I'm okay with this, but
I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like that at all. I didn't like any of that. Evil Dead 2's amazing, though. So yeah. Good.
But, well, there's one reason, only one reason.
What's that? What are you talking about?
Mr. Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Campbell's in an episode of The X-Files. He played the devil. Like, literally played the devil.
Oh, my God, that is such a perfect role for him.
You haven't seen that episode? Apparently the devil gets tired of being the devil, so he moves to this cabin. And he marries this woman, and then I guess the woman gets, like, murdered or whatever, and then they think that he did it, I don't know, something like that, but he's, like, the devil. It's just Bruce Campbell, and he's, like, living in the woods and shit. It was in, like, season 6 or something like that.
Was it, how far after was it when, what's his name left?
Mulder?
David Duchovny.
Well, David Duchovny goes missing in season 7, I think? And
yeah, because that's when they brought in, what, Robert Patrick?
Robert Patrick and the other, I think her name's Monica, I want to remember. The girl that's like a specialist in Satanism or whatever. Yeah, so I think it was like season 7's where he goes missing, but then he comes back in season 8, but then in season 9, which like most X-Files fans don't really enjoy,
or
which is
canon.
The last season, basically. He goes away again, like, willingly. But the thing is, it's not like David, and then I guess he comes back in the final episode, but David Duchovny, like, was a producer on the show and, like, wrote a couple episodes, so.
Yeah, some of that doesn't make sense.
Not like he was really gone, he just wasn't in season
like,
9.
I really don't want to do this anymore, guys.
But I think he legitimately gets, like, I don't remember, it's been so long. I think he legitimately, like, gets kidnapped in season 7 or something like that, and then he comes back. Like, they find him.
Well, yeah, how else was he supposed to come back for the movie?
Yeah. The first movie's awesome. You actually technically have to watch it because it's canon and it takes place between like the third and fourth season or something like that. Or is it the fourth and fifth? It's one of those. It's like the fourth or fifth or the third and fourth. Like it's between those. But that movie's awesome. And then the new one apparently has like nothing to do with anything.
I really love it when I wake up. This is like years, years, years ago. I woke up and it was like 5 in the a.m. 5
in the a.m.
And It was the episode of X-Files. Dude got sent to prison for something, and like there was this monster, there was a whole cry wolf thing.
I think and I remember like, that one.
It was one. It had the guy from Blues Brothers 2000.
I've never seen that, so I have no idea.
It's got the guy from Eureka.
I don't know. I think I remember that one. Like he keeps thinking there's like a monster and there's not one there, but there really is because it's X-Files, you know.
Yeah, because we're the truth is out there. You got to do what you got to believe.
Yeah, I want to believe. That's the
Did
thing.
You guys ever played the game?
No. I wish Telltale would make an X-Files game. That'd be awesome.
I want this Game of Thrones one.
Yeah, that's a
rumor. Possibly. I don't think they can do it.
It's a rumor. Well, first of all, it's a rumor.
Yeah.
Don't listen to IGN.
Don't get your hopes up too soon.
Don't listen to IGN. They're like sources at Telltale telling us this, because I have sources there too, and I heard like that they
Bitch,
were
please,
all like
IGN.
Apparently from what I hear never... they read that on IGN and went, apparently we're doing this now. So
I really want to make like an X-Files game, which is kind of like in the episodic style of the Telltale games, but like
I just said that.
Just exactly said.
I'm like kind of distracted. Like
I said, Telltale should make an X-Files game. It'd be amazing.
Not like Telltale style. Just like their episodic style. Like they should kind of like, you know how the episodes there's always something else going on. They kind of should pick that up. But like I don't like the Telltale thing is cool for like telling a story, but it doesn't engage me as a player as much. Like that's what I don't like about Telltale games.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should make like action games or some shit, or like even different genres of games in each episode, which would be really cool.
Yeah, well, they're kind of focused. They're more like story games, so that's their thing. But I would love an X-Files game. I love X-Files, so I'm into all that weird shit. I don't believe most of it, but I'm into it
because it's fun to believe.
No, it's hurt. You can hurt yourself.
I mean, yeah. If you
also,
do,
some
if you...
people are just idiots when they're like, "I saw a bulletproof wolf come out of a mist like a portal." And they're like, "What? Shut up! Get out of here!
Get
fucking
back
weirdo.
Inside, Grandpa!
Get back inside! You fucking like, who are you? Who are you again? Why are you telling me about bulletproof wolves? Because they don't exist.
Yeah, they totally don't exist.
It's like Bigfoot." You know, I kind of wish Bigfoot was real, because it just sounds cool, but, like, when you actually, like, look into it, you're like, there's no fucking Bigfoot.
Of course there's not.
I mean, could there be, like, some weird ape wandering around the woods? I'm not saying it's, like, one ape that's been, it's like some immortal ape or some shit. I mean, like, there's, like, a gang, like, there's a whole species we don't know about. Like, yeah, that's totally possible,
well,
but...
Instead of Bigfoot, if it's actually Big Feet we've been
He's like, listen, you got it wrong. My name is Big Feet, alright? Not
just
Big Foot. It's not just one foot, you asshole. I'm not, like, limping.
Get me some size 18 shoes.
Jesus Christ. He's like, you know what they say about big feet, big footprints, am I right? Ha. It was nudging. It's like,
he comes into a bar and goes like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, and everybody's learn English?
He actually speaks British English.
He's like,
sounds like Patrick Stewart.
Bigfoot comes out of the woods, he's like, oi!
No, he comes out sounding like, exactly like Patrick Stewart.
This is Bigfoot.
I don't age.
I don't age.
And I drink Earl Grey.
Earl Grey every night.
He just doesn't age. I don't understand that. He's
yeah, but how could you see the age through all the fur? You know, he's just like...
You know what's up? I got a big cock.
Okay.
Okay, well, that happened.
That happened.
Oh, man.
Well, it's time, Avengers. Stick around. Okay.
After the break, we'll reveal
who the father is. There's no break. We're just gonna reveal what?
Who the father is.
Is it Mr. Burns? Jimbo? Mr. Garrison?
That is exactly what I was thinking about.
That's a great South Park episode.
Fucking love South Park.
They were like, oh, it's just Cartman's mom.
Yeah. Did you watch the Kenny episode when they reveal the truth behind him?
What about...
Basically, do you know how like Kenny dies?
Yeah.
And turns up next episode.
Yeah, and he can't die, like he's immortal or whatever. And that's super, when these superheroes like, I actually have a power, like I can't die.
He's immortal, and they can't remember when he dies.
And they're like, what?
It's like, Kenny, you die.
They're like, Kenny, what do you mean, like, bro? And he's like, I can't die. You know, they kind
of
like...
those Coon episodes?
Yeah, the Coon... I am the dope!
Yeah,
the Coon episode.
You could have said fucking Cthulhu, okay?
That was a weird, like, trilogy of episodes.
Yeah, it was.
There's a lot of, like, weird trilogies of episodes.
They also had
the imagination land.
Imagination!
He's like, mister, how do I get home? He's like, get your heels and tap your knees twice. He's like, really? No, you fucking idiot.
Oh, man. I'm surprised they got away with, like, all the copyright infringement in those episodes.
Oh, it's so funny.
There's like Ninja Turtles and like Optimus Primes in the background.
Wasn't Luke Skywalker in that episode?
Yeah.
Yes, he's on the council. Next to Aslan.
And, yeah, it's like Aslan and...
The best thing I've ever seen though is the super best friends. Who have all the prophets. So you have like...
Oh yeah, and you know what's funny is like they had like Muhammad's in that episode and no one gave a shit, and then they did that whole episode about like not showing Muhammad on Family Guy and everybody
It was before,
You think that's bad?
If you think that's bad, remember the time I had tea with Muhammad? I love
this
that show, but
tea,
it's true. It is I love Family Guy, but it's true about that show. Like,
yeah, it's true. It's just like the one trick.
You think that's bad?
American. Yeah,
I mean, Seth MacFarlane's complicated comedy is just random shit happening.
Yeah,
I
love so.
American Dad.
Great when they brought in Bart.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, there's like some trivia on the net where the Simpsons crew sent the creators of South Park a bunch of flowers when they did that episode.
Did they?
Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
I love, oh man. Yeah, you know, I just forgot.
It's like, you know what? Forget what I was gonna say.
Because I don't remember.
Don't mean shit.
A World of Warcraft one's gonna be in.
Oh, that one's great.
World of Warcraft one. I watched that one when I was like into World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the greatest episodes I ever watched.
That is a great episode. Somebody at BlizzCon
did a cosplay.
Cosplayed, yeah, as the guy with no life. What's great about that episode is just, I had no idea that they were doing that. I was just turned on Comedy Central one day, and yeah, I was into World of Warcraft, like, heavily, when that came out.
Is your son, I love to splooge?
Yeah, loves to splooge? Like, nice. Why? His World of Warcraft character's in danger. Oh my god.
We can't hand the sword of a thousand to a noob.
Yeah, I love when they're all, when Randy goes to Best Buy, like, to give him the sword, and then when he's dying, like, he's just standing in Best Buy, like, Randy's my favorite, that whole show.
I love Randy.
He's the funniest.
I thought this was America.
I love the Obama episode where like he wakes up and like nothing changed and like all his shit got stolen. He's like, I thought something was gonna change. And all my shit's gone. That was so funny.
I just love when he's in the streets dancing. He's like, you know what? Fuck you. He's hitting his boss.
Fuck you. That episode was great too, cause it really, It highlights what's so great about South Park, because it's like so in the middle. Like, it highlighted how everybody on the right was like, the fucking world is going to end if he gets elected. And then everybody on the left's like, if he gets elected, like, everything's gonna be great. It's gonna party all the time. You wake up and nothing's changed.
You're like, nothing's changed.
Yeah. Same. New president in. Cause it was so true, like, nothing really changed. Like,
oh, they're just so, like, the new one was just great. The metaphors they threw him were just hilarious.
Ah, man, I need to catch up, cause I fucking love that show. My girlfriend doesn't click with it.
No, it's like, in the new episode, they do, you know, like, the really toilet humor that South Park's known for.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it'll be either hit or miss, like, you're gonna, like, think, oh, this is just stupid. Cause I remember having a friend who said that he thought South Park was stupid, and then when he watched it again, he was like, oh shit, this is really good. Just like when you get to, like, the messages they're trying to throw in.
I wasn't allowed to, well, obviously I wasn't allowed to watch it, and then, well, just because I was young and I didn't really care anyway, because I just watched fucking Cartoon Network and anime all the time. And then when I grew out of that in high school, like, I could just do whatever I fucking wanted. So I started watching Comedy Central, and I, like, fell in love with the show. Like,
oh, same. My parents refused, like, my parents' family, like, refused to let me watch it, but when I got the chance, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is genius.
It is.
Absolute genius.
It's so smart. Have you?
I want to go and see that musical that they've done.
Book of Mormon. It won
Tony's,
right? Yeah. It won, like, all these Tony Awards and shit. I've heard a couple songs from it. It's really funny. The I Believe song is amazing.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
I always recite that line where he's like, I believe that God has a plan for all of us. And I believe that plan involves giving me my own planet.
We did a really funny interview where Matt Stone and Trey Parker talked to, I can't remember who it was with, but anyway, they talk about how they showed the show, and then, like, a family of Mormons came up to them, and they just, like, started smiling, like, that was incredible. And they just were like, whoa, we must have, like, really done something good there.
Yeah.
They're not really taking the piss out of Mormons, though, because it's just like, you know, this is their beliefs, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Their beliefs are a little ridiculous.
Oh, like, there's so many here.
Let's be honest here, like, religious views are always ridiculous to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, I'm an atheist, so I don't really none
atheist
of that.
Power.
Are you one of those r/atheists?
What?
Fuck Reddit. Browse Reddit. Go.
Oh, Reddit. No,
those
people
are like religious atheists. They try to make you atheist.
So stupid.
Yeah, I'm not. Here's the thing, like, I really don't care, like, what you believe. Or
yeah, no,
I really could not give a shit. As long as it doesn't negatively affect my life, then I don't really care what the fuck you do.
Yeah,
I still reserve the right to make fun of you, though. Just like, you know, you can make fun of me, right. I don't give a damn, but I'll make fun of anybody, I don't care.
That's why I love South Park as well, because they don't, like, give a shit. They'll
yeah. I will admit, though, there are some, like, really self-righteous fucking atheist people. It's like, dude, stop it.
Yeah, I know, it's just like, come on.
And let's go back to topic. That's, like, South Park, like...
There is a really great Family Guy episode about atheism, though, where, like, Brian comes out as an atheist, and then the entire town is, like, after him. Like, that kind of shit happens, though, which is sad, because, like, I mean, I live in California, so you can get away with it. Like, when I came out as an atheist, everybody's like, so? Like, who cares?
Get in line.
Huh?
Get in line, Buster.
What do you say?
I said, get in line, Buster.
Yeah. I mean, there are religious people here, but they're not that crazy. I mean, there are a couple crazy ones, but everybody ignores them. Even the religious people are like, go away, I don't give a fuck. Like, the people that come to your college and are like, you know, God has a plan! Like, he has a plan for you! It's like, go away, I'm trying to go to physics, you asshole! Like,
super religious people who would go super religious outside of, like, church or, like, anything religious related. Like, people who talk about religion at dinner parties and shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't...
I'm trying to smoke some reefer.
They're so annoying. And, the self-righteous atheist people get annoying. But...
I mean, those are essentially, like, priests for atheism, which is kind of defeating the whole point.
The whole point of, like, you know, and I feel like I'm not saying I wouldn't want people to, like, be, I wouldn't be upset with myself if I convinced someone to become an atheist, but, or to come out as one, because there's a lot of people that are like, I'm not sure, you know, they don't want to be right or wrong the other way, so they're like, I'm an agnostic, but, that's fine, but I feel like I know a lot of people who are atheists, but they just don't come out as it because they don't want to offend anybody. But I'm like, if somebody's offended by what you believe, like, you need to, I don't know, you need to
take a look at your life.
You know what's funny is, though, is like atheism isn't even like, I hate when people are like, atheism's a religion. It's like, no, it isn't, you ass.
No,
I mean, like, people who go like, people who try to convince other people that religion is bad. That makes atheism a religion. Like, it goes to the same point. It's just, you say no God is your God instead of God being your God.
I think religion, I'm in the camp that religion can be bad. I feel like telling kids, like, that they're going to go to hell is, like, child abuse, to be honest. Like, I'm never gonna-
mental abuse.
And mental abuse. Like, I know a lot of religious people that their parents are really religious and they're fucked in the head, like, because of it. So thankful that my parents are not religious at all. So I got to make up my own mind. And I used to believe in God and all that, and I did that on my own because, like, yeah, like a lot of other people I knew kind of did it. And then eventually as I grew up, I'm just like, you know.
I mean, seriously, if you want to become an atheist, read the Bible.
I have read a lot of the Bible. I know a lot of the stories. And it's funny how, like, little religious people know about their own religion.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like, I don't believe in your God, and I seem to know way more about him than you. Like, why?
My God may not... I may not... You may know more about my God than I do,
but I believe in him.
But I'm more...
But
right
I have faith in
are.
Him. And I hate when people are like, you have faith in science. I'm like, no, because... No. Stop it.
I have and faith in science and in God.
And how does Jesse that? Pinkman soundboard out. Science, bitch.
Science, bitch.
Exactly.
The thing is, people automatically assume that all scientists are atheists. It's the opposite. A lot of scientists are very religious.
I don't think you should be a scientist if you think the Earth is less than 6,000 years old. You're just being dumb.
Yeah, but that does, like, the smallest part of religious people think like that.
Yeah. Like, well, I know that. I'm not saying that all religious people think, like, the Bible is literal, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I feel like there's, yeah, sometimes people have good intentions and they do them through religion, and like, that's great, you know, that's fine, more power to you. But I feel like most of the time it's kind of detrimental to learning, and it's detrimental to, like, I hate when people are like, try to argue with me about evolution. I'm like, there is no debate about evolution.
Oh, yeah, I'm
like,
actually,
it's just clear facts.
I've noticed.
I knew someone that didn't believe
evolution.
This doesn't
happen anywhere but in the US. Like, fucking arguing about...
I know.
Evolution.
I know, and it's funny because it may, like...
It's terrible!
It's like, yeah, there's arguments within evolution, but that's... I mean, there's arguments within physics. That's science. That's how it works, you know? Like, but the thing about evolution is, like, there's so much evidence. There's so much. I told this girl that I work with because she was like... Yeah, she, I guess, believes in God. I was like, alright, it's fine, whatever. But, she was saying something like, oh, my cousin's, like, an atheist, and he believes in evolution. She's like, I don't know. And then I was like, yeah, but, I mean,
seriously?
It's real. And she goes, she said something like, well, I don't know about it. And I'm like, and I told her basically, I was like, evolution is as real as the Earth is round. Like, it's like, It like, there's so much evidence for it, and the people that don't believe it don't understand it. Like, I've noticed that.
Or they refuse to accept it.
Or they refuse to, like, they're always like, how come monkeys ain't changing into humans at the zoo? And I'm like, cause it doesn't work like that. like, that is, like, the antithesis of evolution. That's fucking, like, metamorphosis. It's totally different. Like, you obviously don't get it, you know? Like, once you learn it, even, like, my anthropology teacher in college was like, I used to be scared of evolution because I thought it would shake my faith, and then he's like, and then I learned about it and actually understood what it was, and then he's like...
It's like the Simpsons episode, if you've ever seen it, when Ned tries to ban evolution being taught in schools. It's like, I think season 17, it's like one of their better episodes.
Uh-huh.
Like, progressive into it. But it's just like, Marjorie is the, Charles Darwin's book. And then she realizes, like, it doesn't shake her faith. And it's just like, oh, he does make a lot of, like, do valid points. It's just like that. It's like accepting of evolution. Some people are just stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like an understand. I feel like a lot of time people, when they say they don't support evolution, it's more that they don't actually understand evolution.
Yeah.
Or maybe it scares them that they don't understand it. Like, they scare that they're stupid.
Yeah, even though the Catholic Church has come out and said, like, it's totally fine to believe in evolution. Like, it's...
I think with the, like, well, obviously this links with the, like, church and stuff. I think the new Pope is, like, one of the most interesting figures.
Yeah, I keep seeing quotes from him on Reddit, and I'm like, I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
He seems really, like, yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the stuff he's been doing, though. Like, he won't wear the Pope's... I can't remember what it is, that thing that they wear over them.
The Pope hat, the rabbit ear no, hat.
The rabbit hat.
Yeah. I love.
Thank you, South Park. No, it's the, cloak over their shoulders. Because he just wears plain white and the Pope wears like red, like things on his shoulder, whatever it is. Like, yeah, he says he refuses to wear that and like, he supports loads of things. It's like, he was doing a speech and some kid came on stage and the security were going to get him off, but he's just like, leave him. This kid's just like walking around the stage and like getting in the chair.
Okay.
Seems
like a cool guy. Although, I feel like it's kind of hard to. You know what? One argument I just absolutely hate is when they're like, "Where do you get your morality from?" Or when people are like, "You're trying to impose your godless lifestyle on me." I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's actually an argument. I legitimately wrote a test about this 2 days ago in school. Why, without God, there is no final argument for why humans should have moral. Because there's actually, if you don't believe in a God, there's actually no reason for you to act nice because...
Yeah, it eliminates a lot of the morals.
I don't believe that. I think there is a totally legitimate evolutionary reason.
There is no advantage in being nice. The guy who screws over the other person always wins.
No, because when you live in a society of people, it's beneficial for you to be nice to other people because then everyone else is nice to everyone else. So then,
that is not true. Look at people like, for example, CEOs and stuff like that. Those aren't nice people necessarily. And they still make more money. If you screw over the other guy, you win. And that's the thing.
That's one of the biggest arguments of Marx, that you, like, walk right over people.
Yeah, when you say that, you're assuming that, like, humankind existed for thousands and thousands of years until Moses took them to the thing and told them the Ten Commandments, and then they all found out that rape, like, pillaging and murder were all not okay. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
No, your understanding is wrong. Like, the thing is that if you're, the thing is not that they don't know that it's bad. The thing is that there's nothing to judge it as bad in front of if there's nothing which is higher than moral. Like, essentially God is the only thing who can say that this is okay now. And if you don't have a God, you don't have anything to judge your morals in front of. Because God is perfect morals.
I don't know if I agree with that, but it's possible. But then again, like, when you say something like that, it makes it seem like there has to be a God. You know what I mean? But
this is not like saying that there's a God, but this is like one of the arguments that...
I'm not saying it was aliens, it was aliens.
What? But who's the God of the aliens, so please?
Well, that's the thing. There's this infinite path, like, if X created Y, who created X?
Yeah.
And then you just keep going back and back and back and back. Just on an infinite...
Well, to go off what you're saying off, Constantine, a lot of people like Richard Dawkins say that there probably was a evolutionary reason for humans to... create religion in the first place, because then it would instill that sense of like morality, or it would instill like the death anxiety that everybody has, it would cure that whole, that's why mythology exists. A lot of people that study mythology, they think that they wrote these stories and created religions because we're the only species on Earth that knows that we're going to die at some point. So we're always like freaked out by that idea, and we always are trying to extend our life, like, oh, maybe we'll go to heaven, or we'll do all these other things and stuff. So we have this innate anxiety all the time that we're going to die. So like we have this need to like believe in higher things. But I feel like maybe your theory, I mean, there's really literally no way to know this, but I think that it's either A, like we created religion as a way to get along with each other, or, you know, like subconsciously created religion as a way to explain things and get along with each other, and like morality came from that. But even so, if morality did come from that religion spawning up, it still came about through evolution. Like, because if there is no God, like, where did the morality come from? It didn't come from God, it came from the belief in God, you know?
Like, I think religion and evolution, that doesn't, I feel, for me, that's two totally different things. Like the whole thing I just said, that's technically more of a philosophical thing, less than a religious thing. It's just like, it's essentially saying that you need something higher than that to essentially reason that there is morality in humans generally.
Yeah.
But this is not like scientific or religious. This is like totally, you can call it whatever. It doesn't have to be God. It has, could be anything. It's more like, for me, evolution, for example, that exists totally totally separate from my religious thoughts. Like, for example, let's say, for me, in theory, if you take it like that, God could have, like, made evolution, like, essentially, that's what a lot of scientists say, like, God does the first step in, like, the universe expanding or some shit. Like, that's essentially where I am at.
Yeah, but then where did he come from? You know, it's like what Alan was saying, if X makes Y, and where does X come from? Like, it doesn't explain a lot. Unless you listen to Lawrence Krauss, like, who's a cosmological physicist who says that, like, things can appear from nothing, like, from literally nothing. Like, and that, if you do the math, like, nothing can have properties and stuff. Like, it's odd. It doesn't make any goddamn sense to me, because it's like cutting edge. It's like cutting edge physics, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I understand, like.
And he was talking about how our universe is flat, and I'm like, excuse me? And he said, because if the universe was a sphere, because light bends.
Yeah.
So, he said if gravity. You looked out far enough into the universe, like, if you could look out far enough, you'd see the back of your head, because the light wrapped all the way around the universe. But, like, according to the math, it doesn't work like that. So the universe is flat somehow. I'm like, what?
There's actually a Calvin and Hobbes comic strips which explains that concept.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. Physics makes my brain
hurt.
There's
actually a movie that, that puts this whole thing to debate perfectly. Prometheus.
I haven't watched it either.
Have you seen the original script that was put on the internet?
No.
It actually explains how Prometheus was meant to be a prequel to Alien, and then they bought this bullshit out. Oh, it's just...
I never saw it. I really love Alien and Aliens, though.
The only thing that saved that film was Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that guy's great.
Yeah, he's so cool. I can't wait for him to be in this
awesome. You guys didn't like old Guy Pearce?
I don't know, I didn't see it. So
I love Alien and Aliens. Like,
yeah.
James Cameron and Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Alien 1, man, Alien, I mean, is such a fucking fantastic movie. Yeah. I like it better than Aliens, but just because I like the whole horror movie idea.
Yeah.
Like, James Cameron kind of made it, I mean, I love James Cameron, but he makes action movies, and he made...
Have you seen the South Park episode of him?
Of James Cameron?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, you have to check the song out, let me just send it to you quickly. Just listen to this, it's brilliant.
Hang on. I'm trying to get over there. Ugh! But no, I think the only two movies that I can recall of James Cameron's that aren't action movies is like fucking Titanic and The Abyss. It's like it.
Titanic is such a sad movie. Every time I think about
dude, it's so sad. Depressing. It is so depressing.
I'm just one of those people. I'm like, it's not 11 Oscars. Fuck you, Academy.
Dude, Titanic is so sad, though. Hang on, South Park.
Yeah, I know, bro. Like,
his name is James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. No budget too steep, no sea too deep. Who's that? It's him, James Cameron.
System, you guys hearing the song? Okay, up there.
James Cameron, explorer of the sea.
Yes, James, we hear the song.
Descending to 1,000 feet. I don't see the bar yet. Looks like it must have sunk pretty low.
With a dying thirst to be the first. Could it be? Yeah, it's him, James Cameron.
Episode.
Oh man, I love that show. So good.
James Cameron's like, oh god, Avatar was just like hitting my head through a wall. And then
I loved Avatar. I don't care that it was copied.
Oh. It's so funny as well, the what's it called? South Park episode where Cartman thinks up of Avatar and then realizes James Cameron releases it in cinemas, goes and watches, he's like, fuck you, James Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Smurfs thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember.
Fuck you, James Cameron!
When we were doing film, we talked about how, like, you know, people were killing themselves when they watched Avatar because they believed that they would end up in, like.
Yeah, but that's not Avatar's fault. People do that stupid shit all the time.
It's not, but I'm just, like, saying it's really funny when I read it. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
That's some religion shit right there.
I mean, but let's be honest, okay. Was that the part which was really exciting about Avatar? Like, the thought of the whole thing being real? Like,
the adventure
of the whole thing? Like, discovering a whole new planet, which is, like, exciting and kinda livable on for humans?
It was,
like,
wasn't that the exciting
part of the movie?
I thought it was visuals, and then until, like, he announced Avatar 2 and 3, which I was like, fuck you, Cameron. Like, really?
You know, it's funny because, like, our generation, a lot of us loved it and a lot of us talk shit about it, but, like, every kid that watched that fucking movie, that's, like, their new Star Wars. Like, that's, when they grow up, they're gonna be, like, Avatar, dude. You know? That's gonna be their thing. They're gonna be like, goddamn Avatar.
I'll give him credit where it's at Terminator and Terminator 2. I mean, like, that's just my.
Yeah. Dude, in that first trailer, like, the first trailer you see for Avatar when they're, like, showing it off, and then all of a sudden it's like, from the director of Aliens, Terminator, Terminator 2, Titanic, you're like, holy shit! You're like, I'm shitting my pants right now.
I think one director who can always have, like, has the best, like, collection of films has to be Christopher Nolan. Like, I've never seen a bad Christopher Nolan film. And that's, like, including his, like, I think, like, I consider his first film to be the best as well, and that's Memento.
Memento's really good, but after you watch it a second time, you're like, I'm good. I get it. I did it. Yeah, like, I did it. I experienced it. It's over, you know?
Yeah, that's what you have to do with that kind of film.
Yeah. Although I like, the first time I watched it, I was really young, didn't understand it, and then, I think around when Inception was coming out, like, or was about to come out, me and a bunch of friends watched it, and, yeah, that movie's great. Although it's a little confusing at the end when you, like, uncover what's happening. Like, half the people I watched it with were like, wait, so what happened?
But
then I had to explain it.
Though. I mean, I remember watching The Matrix with someone like two times and they still didn't get it.
What?
I was like, how'd you not get it?
No, I'm like, Morpheus explained all this shit.
Yeah.
He literally broke it down for you. He was like, you're living in a computer.
Take the pill. Take that battery, for example.
Yeah.
Boom.
The Matrix. I could talk about The Matrix for, like, ever.
Yes, yeah.
That movie's just so good. So brilliant. Yeah, and I didn't know about the entire, I've heard a bunch of psychologists talk about, apparently the reason, like, humans, like, in general are also fucked up is because the moment of birth is so traumatic that it scars us for life. So, like, constantly, every single person wishes they could just be back in the womb where it's, like, warm and we're fed. And that's, like, what The Matrix is. Because when you remember the scene where, like, Neo wakes up?
Yeah,
he comes out of the pod. Like, it's like him coming out of the womb. He's, like, covered in goo. He's fucking naked. Like, there's all these things, like, shoving him through shit. It's, like, traumatic. He's pulling this thing out of his throat that's, like, an umbilical cord. It's been feeding him his entire life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that is and then traumatic as fuck.
When he gets up.
Huh?
It's like when he gets plugged into the Matrix as well. And he realizes, like, reality is divided and stuff, like, so, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, one of those fucked up things.
It's also just, like, a great metaphor for everything.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's
so
it's also
good.
Cool, the 90s, like, music as well in the background.
Yeah. They had that Linkin Park and shit playing. It's like,
fucking Linkin Park. That one film that they had.
Yeah. It's like, why are you drawn to the lady in the white, in the red dress? All right.
Look again.
Yeah, that movie's great. Animatrix is really good too. I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
Yeah, it's good.
Which Matrix? Like the
Josh, you're talking to me.
Yeah, Animatrix. It was So it was like 9 different studios came together and they did these animated shorts that were all based on the Matrix. And they're all written and directed by, like, different people from different studios. The Wachowskis did the first 2, right? Because there was a 2-parter. Which was, like, the origin, basically, of the world and how the machines, like, had their uprising and humans lost and then they got locked in the thing and all that. They became the energy source.
They also did something similar with Halo Legends.
Do you guys remember Into the Matrix?
The Matrix? Wasn't that the Enter game, like PS2?
Yeah, the game yeah, Into the Matrix. It was so built up, you play as fucking what's-his-face.
The black guy? You know what's funny is they were like, in this, like when the second movie was coming out, they're like, there's gonna be shit that happens in the movie that you're not gonna understand unless you play the game. And all it really was like a power plant blowing up.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. You're like, oh, okay, I guess I did that in the game, I remember.
The Matrix game?
Yeah. Into the Matrix.
It was really confusing, the characters you were playing. I hadn't seen the Matrix at first, it's like Ghost and Naomi. And watched the Matrix, like, or at least I didn't remember those two characters being in the Matrix, so I had no fucking clues. And they both had different, like, playthroughs. Like, when you played one guy, you would do different things than the other. And I was really confused. Then I, like, rewatched the Matrix just to understand it. And I was like, whoa, these guys are actually in the movie.
You're like, oh, all right.
They released
the ghost guy has, like, one line in the whole first movie.
He's just like, oh, shit. Like...
They released Path of Neo afterwards as well.
Wasn't that supposed to be good? I heard it was good.
That was all 3 of the stories. And, like, the gameplay was good. Graphics were terrible. Like, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if it was on the PS2. It's fucking terrible graphics.
Didn't it come out, like, at the end of the PS2 Xbox lifespan? Weren't the PS3 and 360, like, ready to launch?
It might have done, but it was a cool game, though. It was a really cool game. I have to admit, I do like it.
I had a friend who swore by it. I never played it though. Man, The Matrix. I can't believe you told me they're making more. I'm like, why?
Yeah. I know.
I
remember reading, I was reading like news where Robert De Niro says he would do a Taxi Driver sequel. I'm like, come on.
No! Like, stop it!
Oh, it's like, leave Taxi Driver alone. It's an incredible masterpiece.
I actually haven't seen it yet, but I've heard, like, amazing things. Everybody's like, Taxi Driver. It's so good.
The metaphor for, like, the Vietnam War in it is just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a good film. And then watch, like, Apocalypse Now as well. Like, Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, I need to watch that, too. I've only ever seen, like Platoon. Platoon's awesome.
Full Metal Jacket's hilarious.
Yeah, that movie's great too. You know, it's a great Vietnam movie, Forrest Gump. It's funny because it actually kind of is. That movie's just amazing in general. I watched that movie a million times. Just like
that was a great year, 94.
I think I said this to a friend of mine once because we were talking about it, and I said I don't think that any movie. No other movie ever encapsulates the American experience more than Forrest Gump. Like, what, you know, our history and all of our weird social conflicts and just like
I've been capturing the American, the supposed American dream has to go to the Godfather 2.
Well, I didn't, I didn't say the American dream. I said, like, the American spirit.
I understand what you mean, but, like, if the American dream had to go to the film, it'd have to be the Godfather 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Robert De Niro and that, Jesus. Yeah. Maze. Okay.
Godfather 1's really good. Yeah. I thought it was over in the cafe, and then, like, nope, we're going to, we're going to South America now. I was like, oh.
I just love that Family Guy segment. I did not enjoy the Godfather.
Oh, yeah. It insists upon itself.
Such a brilliant scene.
I say that about certain things now too that I don't like. I'm like, it insists upon itself. Like Proteus.
Like Proteus.
It's a black
face. It insists upon itself.
Yeah, in the black face.
Yeah, it's, it's terrible.
The Godfather's a masterpiece though.
Yeah, like, totally.
It is a masterpiece of film.
You know what's a masterpiece? Juana Man.
Yes!
That movie's great!
Yeah.
Well, it's actually horrible, but it's so entertaining.
I was talking, which film did I say it was? Oh, Brendan Fraser's in The Mummy.
Like, dude, The Mummy is so good. I don't know what Marshall's problem was. Like, I mean, it's a remake and I'm kind of fundamentally against them, but it's like just so good. The original one with Boris Karloff's really good because it has a lot of like subtlety and stuff in it. But, yeah. And it's really slow. But I think that they took that idea, they took kind of the plot of it, and they turned it into this pulpy action movie that was just so much fun. It had like, it had comedy in it, it was like, it had this Indiana Jones vibe going on, like, it was just awesome.
It had Odette Fair as like the most badass, Middle Eastern guy ever.
Yeah, he was cool.
Oh, he's the guy with he's the guy who's like, you've awakened Imhotep.
Yeah.
Like, he's the Egyptian.
Yeah, that guy. He's part of the, like, cult or whatever. Or the group who's like, you've awakened him. You know that guy? I always laugh. I always quote that line, the guy who, like, the merchant prison guy gets brain eaten, like, when they try to hang Brendan Fraser and he's like, his neck did not break! Now we must watch him as he is strangled to death! Like, oh, that guy. And then he's like, oh, scarabs, and then they eat him, and he's like, that would be so much fun, man. Like,
it's
so good. It's just, it's like, it's not gonna win any Oscars, but it's so entertaining, like, you just can't stop. The second one was not that great.
Oh god, The Rock was in it.
The Rock, he's like, I'm a scorpion. Like, you're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, okay.
Go on, Dwayne Johnson. Give it up.
The Rock is cool, though. I just... not
in
that movie.
So cool.
His fucking muscles are so big. You're like, how the fuck does somebody get that
pumping steroids.
Yeah, I know. He's just...
he's openly admitted as well. Like,
he's like, steroids, bitch. He's like, I inject them into one of my balls every morning. Isn't that where testosterone's produced, like in your nuts? Pretty sure.
No, I don't think so.
I'll call you out on this. Just Google this shit. I'm pretty sure testosterone's made in your balls.
Just get giant balls at the end of pumping steroids into that.
He's just like fucking throbbing testosterone balls. He's just like, oh my god, I need to work out right now. Have you ever heard that Arnold quote from Pumping Iron where he's like, I'm coming in the gym and... he's like, I'm coming all the time, because, like, working out's, like, coming or whatever. I'm going to take that as a no.
I also love Street Fighter, the movie.
Oh, fuck
it's
that.
It's so bad, it's just
Did
funny.
You watch the Chun-Li one?
You what?
The Chun-Li, like, the Legend of Chun-Li?
No, the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme in it.
No, I know that one, but I'm saying, did you watch that?
Oh, the Legend of Chun-Li was horrible.
That was horrible. I saw it in theaters, and,
It had Liu Kang in it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. It had a lot of things in it. And, you know, it was just, it was horrible. It was around when Street Fighter 4 came out, too. So a bunch of friends and I, they worked at the theater, so we got it for free. Thank God. And, we watched it, and there were, like, three other people in the theater. And this guy was with his girlfriend, and then at the end of the movie, he just puts his head in his hands, and she's like consoling him about how bad it was. It's like, damn.
That was me during X-Men 3.
Oh, X-Men 3 was so bad. God. You know what's bad about X-Men 3 is, like, we were all actively trying to convince ourselves that it was okay.
That's what happened.
I remember hearing Brett Ratner's name for some reason a lot around that time. His name stuck in my head. Fucking Prison Break.
What about Prison Break?
Ruin that shit.
I bought the Prison Break game for $4.49 on GameFly.
Why?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Are you actively trying to have, like, the worst game collection in history? Like, what? What is the reason behind your madness?
Because I was watching, like, I was marathoning the show's first season, and I was like, I want to play the game. I want to see how bad it is.
Are you sure you want to play this game?
I did. Yeah, I have actually.
Terrible. Jesus Christ, I love Lost. It was fucking terrible. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why is Jack just standing on there?
You got to do stuff in the hatch.
Oh, yeah. Push the button.
Jesus. I never watched that show. I don't watch that much TV. I need to catch up on Sons of Anarchy, though. That show is amazing. I don't know why. And since Breaking Bad's over, it's like, well.
Oh, it's like a void.
Breaking Bad's like permanently over. I still haven't gotten around to watching more than like the first three seasons.
Wow, it's such a good TV
but they're
show.
So good.
It ends perfectly as well.
Yeah, it ends pretty great. It's pretty awesome. Some dude had like a theory that like the last 10 minutes of the series were all fake. And I was like, what?
It's almost like during the Pokemon, like you've probably seen the first episode of Pokemon, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, there's a theory going around that Ash gets struck by lightning. He goes into a coma, so that means that he doesn't age, and he's living his dream out as being a Pokemon master.
That's awesome! That is amazing! I love it. I love that theory. It makes so much sense.
I love those types of theories.
Go on YouTube and watch like some of the Pokemon theories.
There's all this evidence and shit.
there's some actually good ones, like I think it's where Gengar's a dead Clefable. Because they look literally the exact same.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many good theories. Go and have a look on the internet later. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. That show was not good.
No. It was not.
He never ages, but he's had, like, 5 different voice actors.
He's only caught, like, 60 Pokemon now as well. Out of, like, 60.
I know, it's like, bitch, you got some catching up to do. There's, like, thousands.
It's like, how is Professor Oak still alive? It's like, how is he dead?
He's in a wheelchair, he's like, kill me!
imagine, cartoon series actually, like, responding to the laws of, like, real life.
Yeah. Pokemon.
You know the funny ones that, you play Pokemon Red, haven't you? Pokemon Red, Blue.
Yeah.
I have, like, really classic ones.
Basically,
when you're
in the Saint SS Anne, you fight, your rival, and he has a Raticate.
Yeah.
And you kill it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Guys.
So funny.
My Xbox One is in my lap.
Yeah. That's cool.
Are you hugging it?
I'm currently holding Dead Rising 3 and Rise. Or as I called it, Rees.
Rees.
And they both have day one 2013.
That's cool. I kept seeing that on Twitter, like the day one thing, and I'm like, how come we didn't get any of that for the PS4?
Yeah, I know. It's like, it'd be nice to get some rec.
Yeah, I know.
It says day one on the controller too.
I know. So I was like, man, how come we didn't get a day one thing? And I was like, it's not like I'm gonna resell it. I know it's worth more, but I just want the recognition. It's like, I've spent thousands of dollars with you, Sony. Just write day one on that shit.
Alan, have you done Trevor's side missions?
In GTA 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Why?
Why is there one where, like, I'm killing clowns, and, like, flowers are fighting out of my gun?
Yeah, you're on a really bad trip right now.
This is so funny.
It's a guy trying to legalize marijuana, and...
They really should.
Yeah.
Like, did you do that part as any other character?
No, I'm doing it as Trevor.
Yeah, come back and do it as Michael.
Really?
It's aliens.
Really?
Aliens.
It's like legit, and I don't know what his deal is with aliens. Like, he gets sucked up onto a ship during the hallucinations. Does not make sense.
I don't know. Man, Marshall is like such a fucking alien killer. He ruins like all that. He's always like, it's so improbable. I'm like, don't be a bitch, okay? Like, can't you just let me have this one thing? Like, can't I just believe in the aliens?
It's more likely that there's aliens than anything else.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not saying there aren't, like, anything in the universe. There's definitely shit in the universe, but, he's always like, the fact that they've ever come to Earth is questionable. I'm like, how the fuck do you know? How in the-
We never went to other planets. Why, that alone is proof that there might not be aliens.
Yeah, but you don't know that. If you believe, you guys heard of Graham Hancock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he has a theory that, like, there was a civilization before our civilization because the Sphinx and the pyramids have evidence that of, like, erosion and stuff. So there's this theory that there was a cataclysm that wiped out the previous civilization.
Thanks.
And that the Sphinx is actually, like, over 10,000 years old, so that there was a advanced human civilization 10,000 years ago that was wiped out, and we had to start kind of all over.
Why does this sound like Assassin's Creed 2?
That's what it's based on. That's what Assassin's Creed's based on, like, partially that idea, yeah.
Josh, so, I've watched practically every episode of Ancient Aliens. I already know this shit.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, well, if there was another alien civilization out there living about, like, the same time as us, what if they didn't go through that cataclysm? Wouldn't their, like, technology be thousands and thousands of years more advanced than ours? Who's to say they can't bend space and time? You don't fucking know. I'm not saying it's true. I don't believe that. I'm just saying, you know?
The way they get around it on Stargate SG-1 is basically all these civilizations if the Dark Ages never happened, which is actually really good.
Which is kind of like, there's a Family Guy on that, actually. There's a Family Guy episode where they, like, travel to another universe, and Stewie's like, yeah, this is the universe where Jesus Christ never existed. That's why the Dark Ages never happened. See? These people are happy now.
All I'm saying is if, like, aliens exist and they're not Kang and Kodos, I'm gonna be pretty pissed off.
You know, if there are aliens, I don't really know if they look like the way people say they look. It's like, what are the fuck are the chances that this humanoid looking alien is like developing or evolving thousands and millions and billions of light years away and then coming here and they look look similar. It's like,
actually the chance that they look like humans or even are humans is pretty high.
Why do you say that? Give me some evidence.
If you think of it, if their planet is in any way similar to, like, ours, which implies that it is, because there's not really much different ways life can develop, if their planet is anywhere near, close to ours, human life, like, humans are technically, like, the tip of the evolution pyramid. And so
a lion could eat the fuck out of us.
Humans would have developed at different points in the universe at the same time, right? Like, if there's a planet like Earth somewhere out there, it would be likely that that whatever is on there would look like humans.
I don't know, dude, cause there's so many factors in it. Like, these people could have, like, six arms and shit. You don't know, like, they... It's possible that the other life on other planets, like, we can't even conceive of what they look like. They might be fucking...
And that's the whole thing, because it's because we don't know.
I know. It's weird,
that's
though.
That's why I hate people who just come out and they say there are no aliens and they say nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an atheist, but I don't say there is no God. I'm just like, there's no reason to believe there is. There's no...
Yeah, people will just state an opinion without backing it up.
They don't back anything. Well, that's what I hate people that don't back that shit up. I mean, I'm an atheist because I see no evidence that there is a God. Could there be one? Maybe. If, like, I see some evidence for it and, like, some dude came out of the sky and was like, hey, bro, I'm God, and, like, high-five me, I might change my opinion. But, like, until that day, you know, I'm like, it's reasonable to assume that there is not one. You know,
it's
high five.
No, but if he doesn't high-five me, I'm like, I still don't believe you. He has to come down and be,
hey, I'm God, and here's StarCraft Ghosts in complete form.
I would get down on my knees and just praise him for the rest of my days.
There's a God!
There is a God! StarCraft Ghosts, I'm the only one. I would put that shit on Pirate Bay so fast. I'm like, the world needs to know! The world must experience!
Just become a prophet as well.
Technically, the day Half-Life 3 releases, that's when the rapture happens.
Yeah,
those poor people.
It's coincidence, because nobody gets to play Half-Life 3. Valve doesn't count to 3. They make it, but they will release it.
That joke will go away when Half-Life 3, when Left 4 Dead 3 actually comes out, because they're talking about it. I bet you it'll come out and it'll be free to play.
I didn't even like Left 4 Dead 2 that much.
I didn't like it either. I loved Left 4 Dead 1, though.
The first one's classic.
Yeah, it's so good. They ruined the formula in 3.
Yeah.
Or in 2, sorry. But anyway, yeah, the aliens, and the assuming, I mean, I don't assume there are aliens out there. It's very probable, but that there are some, they are somewhere, but I don't know if they've come here. I don't know if you guys ever listen to Coast to Coast. Alan, you might, cause you're into this shit too.
A lot.
Yeah, I love that show, but some of the people on that show, you're like, shut up. You have no fucking idea. They're like, I went to the ship, dog. They're like, I was up there, they said they're here to save us. It's like, what? And then you see somebody else, they're not here to save us.
Is Exhibit on the show?
Yeah. Yo, dog, I heard you like aliens.
I hear you don't like aliens, so in your new car, and then I have to hear the aliens.
And then I have to hear the stupid argument that, like, the UFOs are demons. And you're like,
really?
It's like rubbing your eyeballs, like, you fucking gotta be kidding me here. Like, you're making me look like an asshole.
I wish they didn't do
it. It's insulting everyone who believes.
I don't know that I I'm open to the possibility. I'm not like...
You're open to suggestion?
I'm open to the possibility that it actually is real, but I haven't seen any evidence, so I don't know. And like, the whole cow mutilation thing was pretty convincing for a while, but then they found out that like, people are just fucking doing it. Like, when you actually think about it, they're like, oh, they were using surgical, like, it's almost surgical the way they did it. I'm like, maybe someone has some fucking surgical experience that's doing this. And they found out there are a bunch of people doing it. Like, okay, the funniest thing I ever heard on Coast to Coast once, if you guys ever listen to that show, look for an episode that's open lines. Oh my God, you will not stop laughing, because the weirdest people call in and they say the craziest shit. This lady called in once, they were talking about aliens and like Stargates and shit, and she calls in and she goes, I've been through a Stargate before. And the host, who's like George Norrie, he's like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, he really does.
He's like tries to be really super respectful of everyone's beliefs. Although I'm pretty sure I've heard him go, that's ridiculous before. But he was like, oh, what's it like? And she goes, it's like flying through a bunch of stars. And I could not stop laughing. It's like, this is ridiculous. There's all these people, like, I saw this hooded demon. He came in my house. And I said, Lord, come down here. And then fucking there was a flash of light and it was gone.
Then it came and said,
and then my dog got abducted. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, either these people just are on ecstasy and they're, like, living out in the boondocks in the heartland of America and they're seeing shit. Or we're fucked. Like... Then I'm pretty sure, like, meth sells very well in the heartland of America.
Isn't it funny how all these stupid people get abducted?
No, yeah. Because a lot of, like, really intelligent people have, like, weird experiences. But, there's a lot of theories for why it happens. And a lot of them are very, convincing. Like, yeah, who's heard of DMT here? Anybody know what that is?
No.
DMT, it's this chemical that's found in plants, and some people think they theorize that it's in the pineal gland of humans, and that's why when we go to sleep we dream, because we're actually hallucinating, like we're on a drug, basically. And, isn't that awesome? And, yeah. Basically, this drug makes you trip balls. and like sea shit. And you can get it like in plants, and apparently you smoke it, and it only lasts 15 minutes, but apparently like you go fucking ape shit when you're on it. You're like, what the fuck?
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Huh?
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
What's up?
Biju does not endorse drugs.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah, I'm just talking, like, I hear a lot of shit about things, so I'm just talking. Never done it, I'm just hearing about it.
Man, this Xbox One controller, it's so cool.
Anyway, DMT.
So cool.
Completely wrote Prime story away.
Yeah. DMT, anyway, is this drug, it's found in plants and stuff, like a lot of, like Aztec people would like drink this tea called ayahuasca and they'd trip balls for like hours. And it's like spirit shit. Anyway, like they think that when you're dreaming, like your brain is releasing this. So like you're actually like, that's why everything feels so real. It's 'cause you're on this like drug trip basically when you're asleep. And, what people think is, cause sometimes, you know when you wake up and you think you're still dreaming? So, they think that what that is you're having like an error basically. Like your brain fucking like fucked up, so you woke up, but you're still on like all the DMT, you know? Like, and you might see shit. So, what people think is like either they're suppressing some kind of experience that they had and it's being relived in like this way, or people are waking up they're waking up right as they like are still on the trip and they're having these like experiences and then they're recalling them later like, oh fuck, you know, like I've had all these things happen to me and they always seem to happen at night, just saying, like while people are asleep. So that's one of the theories, is that these people are having these like trips basically that when they wake up. I actually had one of these before, not about aliens, but like I was having a dream that I just called it death because it was like some fucking cloaked dark thing, and I knew that if it caught me I'd be dead. And I was having this nightmare, and when I woke up I thought I was still dreaming, and like I was freaking out, and I like thought like I have to get the light, so I was like opening my windows and shit because I thought that the light will keep it away. And then I went back to sleep and woke up and realized that I had not been dreaming that. Like I literally woke up and like had a panic attack and like opened my windows violently and shit, and I was like, whoa, like. That's only ever happened like once before. It was weird, like, but people think that kind of thing is,
dreams are just like, well, where they are. I can imagine like one, like, I imagine just like James's dreams on repeat is just like him being part of the Ghostbusters squad.
Yeah. I bet if that dude like took drugs, that's what he would be. I'm a fucking Ghostbuster. He's in his underwear running down New York Street like, oh my Ghostbuster!
VGU editor, James Fungello was gone.
Is a Ghostbuster. But yeah, that's them aliens. Although they find like implants and shit, and I'm like, where did that come from? Have you seen those? Fucking alien implants.
Yeah.
Like these weird pieces of metal that have like frequency coming out of them. I told that to Zach once, Zach Davis, and he was like, that's the government.
Brilliant.
I was like, come on, bro. It's aliens.
Oh, it's Zach.
I know. Zach's just ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain alien abductions and all that. It's crazy. Does anybody else have another explanation?
I want to be abducted.
You want to be broke?
I just had a Family Guy episode.
Robot Captain like, engaged.
I just like
anyone know that.
So when they capture the guy, and they're like, he's like, so you're gonna probe me? He's like, no, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
like, we're done with that stuff.
And he's like, oh, you still got the thing?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, I. You know what's funny is like the whole probe thing. I've listened to a lot of alien shit, and I've never heard anybody talk about like butthole probing. They're always like, oh, they like jerked me off, or they went and took one of my eggs or something. Like, it's always something like that. It's never like, oh, they stuck a thing in my ass. I never hear that.
This is so bad.
They stuck something up my ass.
Much of the abducted eggs, cheesy balls, egg snipe shots, whatever you want to fucking call them.
It's cheesy weed pussy or something. It's like Cheeto weed pussy 420 or something. Yeah, that ad. He's like, he gets abducted. Hey man, I got abducted by aliens.
They weren't playing Call of Duty.
They were playing Call of Duty, and they all had these big ass eyes. It's like some fucking college kids.
What just happened?
They had big eyes. They're all college kids.
One of the Let's Plays, Josh made up a new game attack, which will be part of the Let's Plays. It's just some guy called like Small X, Big X, Cheesy Balls.
Cheesy Dorito balls, and he just talks shit. My girlfriend wanted to do it. She was like, I told her about it. She's like, this sounds hilarious. Can I do it? Can I just call people gay and or be mean to women and call people gay? It'll be like real life. Yeah. She doesn't play online. She's like so against playing online. I've tried to get her to do it. She won't do it. She's like, people are assholes. I'm like, nobody talks anymore.
You also like, mute them.
Yeah, you just mute them. Every so often, there's that one guy who's like, somebody have a mic?
Yeah.
And then nobody says anything. Oh, man. Now I want to look up, like, the fucking, like, weird shit on YouTube. Have you guys ever heard that call, like, when the guy called in to Coast and was, like, freaking out and then their satellites get knocked out?
No.
You've never heard that? Now I gotta find it. It's actually, hang on, I gotta pee, so keep talking, I'm gonna go do that, and then we're gonna find this thing. Hang on.
Run it.
So, Constantine?
What?
What's up?
I love his first reaction is, what? Like, what the fuck you want? What the fuck you want from me? I mean, oh god. Oh no, my Xbox One just fell.
You just dropped your Xbox One.
Okay, it appears to be good.
Well, at least James can put that in his review. It doesn't break when dropping.
Was nobody literally talking that entire time?
I tried to engage conversation.
Actually, my Xbox fell.
My Xbox fell. Jesus Christ, guys.
I wish I was making that up.
You guys. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
Trying to set up this expert, bro.
Music on!
His name is James Cameron!
Alright. Alright, let me see. Coast to Coast. Alien call. Alien caller. Let me see if that... Area 51 frantic caller calls back on Art Bell's cause. The frantic call. Oh, wait, I think this is the one. He's like used to work at Area 51. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I'd love to go and walk around there.
Oh, god damn it. Fucking advertisement. I'm not advertising your shit. What is this? Oh, look at that stupid ass Vince Vaughn movie. He's like, I got 100 kids. It's like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. This is what's wrong with Hollywood. Delivery, man. Fuck off. Alright, hang on. I think
that terrible film he did like this year, The Internship or something. It's like, go away, Vince Vaughn. Just go and get in a hole.
Jesus.
Hey, I like him.
Hang on. I'm waiting for it to start. Like, it's just like a man claiming the area. This call does not appear to be a hoax. I mean, it could be. The eerie sound of truth. And then after, like, yeah, the call gets knocked off the air. Hang on. God damn it, this YouTube video. Could it be that... No, I don't give a fuck. Just play the audio. It's like a minute in, and there's no audio.
You're on the air.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, I love
that. Were you an employee or
are you? Hang on. I'm going to pause that for a second. I love the way he's like, well, let's find out if you're not fucking with me. Oh, wow. Jesus. All right, hang on.
Former employee. I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country.
All right, I'm gonna skip ahead because there's like better shit. Hang on.
A lot about.
Yeah, whatever. You guys get it, basically. But yeah, this guy calls in. He's like, "Oh, they're extra-dimensional beings, and they're infiltrated the military establishment, and like all this other shit." And then, and then eventually, like all this static happens, and then I guess the call gets knocked off the air, and then they come back on like a different satellite frequency, and they're like, "What the fuck, man? They're like, why did everything get knocked out?" But it's creepy. If you can go find it,
fine.
Yeah.
Strange coincidence.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Hang on. Actually, let me see if I can find the...
The government's trying to put it... We're now on a backup link system to be on the air at all right now. So, well, I'm telling you.
Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air right now. Well, you all better right. Be, yes.
And,
where are you, by the way?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, I called the other night. And, I wanted to ask two things.
Real quick.
Well, I wanted to say one thing, and I wanted to ask another.
Real quick.
I wanted to ask...
Yeah, all right, whatever. You get the picture. It's creepy. First time I heard that, it was like 1 in the morning. My girlfriend sent it to me. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Now I can't go to sleep. Because it creeped me out. I was like, God damn it, they're fucking... They're here. I was like, we are gonna fucking die. I was like, we are fucked. Oh man. Yeah, and there's some freaky ass like UFO videos out there that you're like, I don't know if that's real or not, but if it is, we're fucked.
I'd love if you like disappeared from an alien alien abduction, Airbnb G's like, where's Prime gun? Like, the servers are down.
He has returned to his people.
He didn't die, he just went home.
Yeah. It's like the servers are down. Get him in.
Get him back. He didn't tell us how to do it before he left. You know what that reminds me of? Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, film.
Great film. But yeah, at the end, he just abandons his family.
Yeah. it's like literally sticking a middle finger up and being like, yeah, screw you guys.
He's like, fuck these kids, we're not watching Pinocchio anymore. I'm not... Well,
that,
not cooking.
Is that the movie with the Devil's Mountain?
Yeah.
I actually went to Devil's Mountain and watched it at like the foot of the mountain.
That's cool.
Like the KOA there. It was funny.
That's cool.
Like,
yeah,
like,
that
in Spielberg's other film E.T. like E.T.'s like, oh man, I'm gonna have to leave. But this one's just like, screw you guys.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
E.T. is great though. People talk shit about E.T. I'm like, come on, bro. It's fucking E.T. man.
I like how like Spielberg. Like shows, like he touches up the remastered version. Like he removes the guns that the FBI.
Yeah, he gives them all walkie talkies. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
That's like, okay, yeah, fair enough. George Lucas would go and destroy that and bring like Jar Jar Binks into the cars. Like,
it's kind of true. Man. He'd be like, oh, we need to add some more comedy into this movie. Like, no, George, god damn it. It's not a comedy! It's a fucking long movie about, like, alien experiences.
Spielberg, you're doing this wrong. You need lightsabers.
I wonder if there's a theory on that movie if, like, he was hallucinating or not or something. Like, the whole time. Like,
just eating mushrooms.
He's like, these aren't fucking mashed potatoes. I'm flipping out. Oh,
I wanna go home. Phone home.
Phone home, dog. Oh man, yeah, but E.T. is awesome. That part where he's like drunk and walked around the house is great. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that movie's awesome. That movie's so good. I don't know why people make fun of it. I don't know, dude.
I'm so happy George Lucas is gone.
Yeah, he's not gone. He's just not.
He's still alive.
He's not gone. He's not dead. I mean.
Well, gone in the sense that he's not in the industry that much anymore.
This is so bad. He's he's not God.
Have you guys ever heard that Patton Oswalt bit?
Sad undertow there.
You guys...
I don't know if you can go, like, worse than that.
Man made fucking shittest story for Indiana Jones. God damn it.
Yeah, well...
What, do you want his
It's weird, because, like, every time George Lucas really digs into Indiana Jones, it sucks. And then every time Spielberg just lets, like, when they let Spielberg have, like, 100% of it, it's fucking amazing.
Exactly, it just proves everything that, like...
Yeah, and thank God that Harrison Ford is a badass, and he's like, I want to do Indy 5, and the only way I'll do Star Wars 7 is if you take Indy 5 at least into pre-production, and Disney was like, okay. I'm like, fuck, yes. That means, like, Spielberg or somebody that's not Lucas can fucking come in there, give us one last fucking hurrah with Indiana Jones, because I fucking love Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's a great series. Like,
fucking love it.
Just like a masterpiece. And then you have Temple of Doom. Thank you, George Lucas.
you know, I like Temple of Doom, but is James the one who's like, he thinks that 4 is better than Temple of Doom? Or he thinks Temple of Doom, I don't remember. He's like, 4 is better than Temple of Doom. And I'm like, I don't know about all fucking that. I'm like, Temple of Doom is okay. You know, it's weird and dark and doesn't feel right, you know? But.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not horrible. It's just not, like, up to par. Like, it's not Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know?
No, it's not.
So, I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And like, Last Crusade, which I personally like more, it's not better than Raiders, but I have kind of a fixation with Last Crusade, because I like Arthurian legend and stuff. And, God damn, like Last Crusade.
I honestly couldn't say which Indiana Jones was my favorite.
Because
except
I jumped.
Except for, you know, that accident at the end, but...
I love 3 just for Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery's great. I love the scene, man, oh, the fucking transition when the grave robber dude puts the hat on him. And then it transitions to current day and a theme comes out, you're like, yeah! And then he gets socked in the face. You're like, oh shit, he's in some shit. Like, oh man. It's just, Indiana Jones is so good.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Oh man. But I have high hopes for 5.
I hope so. There's just so much shit coming out through Hollywood, it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go and watch Gravity. That just came out.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I heard it was cool.
Yeah, I do like Alfonso.
I haven't been to the movies since Pacific Rim. That's how long it's been.
Oh god.
I liked Pacific Rim.
It's alright.
I thought it was fun. Like, I thought it was gonna be absolute shit. And my friend wanted to see it. And he was like, come on dude, Guillermo del Toro. I'm like, yeah, but look
he
at it. You know? And my girlfriend and I were like, fuck, I don't want to go see it, but... my best friend and his girlfriend really wanted to go watch it, so we were like, my best friend is like really, really into comic books. So, that shit was totally, and he kept telling me, cause I kept telling him, I don't know dude, it looks like shit, and he's like, but you love giant robots and monsters. I'm like, you're right, I really love robots, and I really love giant monsters, but god damn it, this movie. You know, like, something about it. And then when I watched it, I was just like, immediately, like, it's got the dude from Sons of Anarchy in it. Like, they're fighting big-ass monsters. I'm like, you know what? This is tight. I like this movie. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was... Yeah. It didn't win any, like, Oscars or anything, but...
Nah, it's not going to. Like,
didn't need to. It did its job. I was entertained while I was watching it, so... People get too critical on movies sometimes. They're like, ooh, you know. I don't know.
Talking to me.
I feel like if you're No, I'm just saying if-
You asshole!
People are always like, you liked Avatar, what the fuck do you- It's like, fuck you, I liked it. Because I saw that shit in IMAX 3D and it blew my fucking mind.
I watched it twice because it was so great.
I know. I think I saw it like 2 or 3 times in theaters, but my little sister, doesn't like 3D, and she watched it 2D, and I'm like, you missed out. You did it wrong. Like, My parents, I went to Disneyland immediately after with my parents, and they were like, oh, you went and saw that Avatar thing or whatever. How was it? And I'm like, it was amazing. I was like, there's bugs flying in front of your face and stuff. Like, that's the first movie I went to the movies and actually felt like swept up in it. Like, I believed this was a real place for 3 hours, and I was so engaged. Like, no other
film I've ever seen. The best film I've ever seen in IMAX has to be The Dark Knight Rises.
I
haven't seen any Batman movies in theaters.
It was shot with an IMAX camera. You need to watch it.
Well, I saw Dark Knight in IMAX, and that was great.
Yeah.
But I didn't see Dark Knight Rises like that. I just went and watched it, like.
Oh no, I meant The Dark Knight.
Oh. I waited a little while for Dark Knight Rises.
I went and watched that in IMAX as well.
And then I thought it was good. I knew it going in. I was like, it's not going to be The Dark Knight. It's not going to be this good. There's no way. I was like, there is no fucking way. I saw Dark Knight 2 times in a 24-hour span. I was like, there is no fucking way that it's going to be as good as that. And it wasn't, but I still liked it. A lot of people were like, it was terrible. I'm like, you know why? Because it didn't have the Joker in it. That's why you think it was terrible. I'm like, take it for what it was. And Bane was a cool villain. I don't
know. Yeah, Tom Hardy was really good in that.
Yeah.
I actually did watch that in theaters. I remember.
Jesus.
I actually looked at that in theaters.
A great moment in this podcast.
Ooh! I remember!
Yeah, I mean, that was actually... When did that movie release? Did I watch this
like 2 years ago, maybe? Was it 2 years ago? Maybe it was like a year and a half ago.
I think it was like one of the last movies I watched in America. Huh.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. I never go to the movies. There's a theater down the street from my apartment, but it's like an indie theater, so they only play, like independent movies, which I have nothing wrong with. Like, I'm a big Wes Anderson fan. I love some indie movies, but sometimes I just want to go watch fucking Thor 2 or something, and I don't want to drive to go there. Like, I don't want to do it. That's why, my girlfriend and I don't really go to the movies. We play we play video games and go out and drink and eat, so.
Tacos.
Oh man, there's some.
Go to Taco Bell.
There's you know what's weird? There's a Mexican place literally not a block from my apartment, and we hadn't gone there the entire time. We've lived here since August, so we've been living here for like 3 months, sort of, like around 3 months. Mm-hmm. We were like, you know what sounds really good? Mexican food. Let's go walk over there and get Mexican food. And we got it. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. And then like a week later, it's boarded up and shut down. I'm like, what?
Oh dear.
We were like, what was happening? She said it was good. I was like, mine wasn't that great. But there's a couple other taquerias around here. There's tons of bars too. So hitting up the bars and shit.
I love bars.
Yeah. Well, you gotta find the right bar. I hate bars where I can't fucking hear anyone in. I get pissed off. Because I'm like, really, what am I doing here? I'm sitting in a loud room with a bunch of other fucking people, and I can't hear them. Like, what the fuck is the point of this? You know what I mean? Like, you're just screaming at each other.
Like,
nobody's...
The Irish pub guy. Like, the decent, quiet, just drink your fucking shit and laugh.
I do like pubs. I do like.
Fucking love Irish people.
I love quiet pubs because you can just chill and it's laid back. But it's just the music does not need to be that fucking loud. Like there's a bar like maybe 2 blocks away from my apartment that like everybody goes to, and. It is, like, if you go there around 8 or 9, like, right when it gets dark, there's not a lot of people there, and the music is moderately low, so you can, you can actually hear each other talking, and, like, the drinks are pretty cheap, so it's pretty nice, but then at around, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock, like, people start funneling into this fucking bar, and all of a sudden the music gets twice as loud, and then it's like, I can't hear shit. Like, we literally were trying to talk to each other at the same table, and I'm like, I can't hear a fucking thing. I was like, let's leave. I don't, this is annoying. It's like, why is this so fucking loud in here? I don't like clubs either. I can't stand dance clubs. I'm like, why the fuck am I here? I hate dancing.
I don't do the dancing. I go there and get wasted. Like, I live next to, like, the biggest club in, like, southern Germany. It's ridiculous. And I can walk there. It's in walking distance. And it's so cheap to get hammered there. You drink like half a bottle of vodka before, then you get hammered inside the club, come out, you don't remember anything, it's just a blast because there's loud music, flashing lights, and you're hammered.
You're like, yeah, Britney Spears, play that shit.
Yes!
Constantine?
Don't listen to anything.
I'd love to see Constantine drunk, just like,
are you an alcoholic?
No!
I just had this funny ass vision of him wandering out of the club and he's blasted and he goes, man, PCs are awesome.
Just outside a PC shop, like worshiping.
He's like, man, I really wish I could build one right now. He's like,
oh man, I wanna find a console to break.
Jesus. Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, the bars around here, they're cool, but, like, one of them, yeah, the one that everybody goes to is like, what the fuck, this is so loud. There's another one, though, that has karaoke, that one's pretty cool. I like that place. But it gets crowded, like, quick, cause people like it, so. Yeah. It's called Mayflower. It's awesome. Everything looks, like, super old. It looks like you're on the inside of a boat and shit.
Looks like you're on the Mayflower.
Yeah, there you go.
You're drowning with the Mayflower.
Sam.
This is so bad.
I came for freedom! Oh, shit.
And then they play Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. Under the Sea. I actually, You know what? Little Mermaid's an awesome movie, but when you think about the fact that when she's 16, you're like, hang on now. Yeah, like, I know it was a different time, but...
Not cool, dude.
Not cool one bit, dude.
Yeah. You know what movie's also, like, really awesome?
That's not gnarly.
Huh?
That's not gnarly.
I'm confused.
What?
I don't know.
You're confused by gnarly?
No, I don't know why you're saying it. I don't get it.
It's not gnarly.
I don't believe that we're having a real conversation right now. Anyway.
This podcast is the greatest invention.
Is it even going?
Yeah, we've been recording for like an hour and a half. What are you talking about?
I look over and see Skype. It says 4 hours.
Yeah, because we're on the same call as we've been on for GamerCast. We did these back to back.
I have no conceptualization.
That and like
time right now.
GamerCast was like an hour and a half, and for half an hour before that, we were waiting for everyone to get in here, and then we had like a half hour break between where we were all still talking, and then I started recording again. But it says we've been recording for like an hour and a half, so.
Yeah, because we stopped in between, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just said.
I don't listen to you that often.
Oh man,
Miss Arnie.
My brain hurts.
I miss Arnie.
Arnold?
Bring him back.
I'll bring him back. Hang on. Give me a minute. I will bring him back. But yeah. You know, I fucking love Arnold Schwarzenegger. He gets too much shit.
Oh, he's fucking hilarious. Expendables, so funny.
I know, Expendables. I'll be back. You've been back enough. Oh man, yeah. I Expendables is awesome. The second one was okay. It wasn't as good as
they're all really ridiculous, which is actually
well. That's
that
yeah. Long. That's the point. You know what I didn't like about the second one though is there was way more CGI in it. In the first one, they were like, we piled up gasoline and shit, and I'm like, yes, like it's supposed to be. Like these are real explosions. But in the second one, you're like, that was fake as shit. I fucking hate CGI, certain times.
The first Expendables.
I fucking hated Avatar because CGI.
Well, here's the thing. I hate I hate CGI when it's supposed to be something, like, realistic. Like, when it's supposed to, like, if it's a war movie, or if it's an action movie, or if it takes place in modern day, it's like, buy the fucking gasoline and blow something up. Like, please stop with this fucking CGI. If it's in space, and we're, like, fighting aliens, and there's no room for realism in here. We're in space fighting aliens. I get it. CGI the shit out of it. Like, I don't fucking care. But certain movies, you're like, come the fuck on.
Like, the first Expendables was just Call of Duty the movie.
I thought it was entertaining. No, it was way more entertaining than Call of Duty.
No, I mean, like, that was like the Call of Duty crowd movie.
Who are you?
Current day.
Yes, honey.
You son of a bitch. Stop it!
Didn't he do like a bunch of re-recordings and uploaded them to his?
Apparently, like, yeah, but I haven't seen them.
So shut up!
I'm unsubscribed from everything on Reddit because the stupid app they have for the cell phone doesn't make it clear that you unsubscribe when you hide stuff from your front page.
Oh, it's because there's no official Reddit app.
That is the official.
I wish
there
was.
Huh?
There is an official Reddit app.
Not that I saw. Well, do you have an iPhone?
No, I have a. Android.
Oh, I have one too, and I never saw one, so.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. The one that I use is called Reddit is Fun.
That's no. The one I use. Is that not official?
No, that's like, not official.
If you hit the stupid button, it unsubscribe you from the fucking thing. Now my Reddit account is like blank, which is really annoying.
That sucks. Yeah, I use that, but I don't unsubscribe.
You need to start up a subreddit, rConstantine.
You're
just pictures of him with a PC.
It's only our PC Master Race. That is all I need.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, the problem with subreddits is, like, unless it's a big thing, like, they usually die.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of just become stagnant, because, like, anyone can make a fucking subreddit, so.
Oh, Reddit is just full of dark, dark content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's.
I was like, one of my friends was like, look at this Reddit post. What is the worst subreddit you've ever seen? It was like, oh, wow. The links that they put on there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Scarring.
I'm sure. Yeah, I heard apparently this one guy got arrested. He was like a pedophile or whatever. And like he was a moderator for a subreddit that all they did was post pictures of dead like 16-year-old girls or something.
I'm like, that wouldn't surprise me.
I'm like, that
sounds like 4chan thing.
I'm like, that is horrible. 4chan is just like the Reddit before it was Reddit. Pretty much. And 4chan is fucking, there's some terrible shit on there. You're like, Jesus.
There's too many disturbing things on Reddit. I think Rule 34 is definitely one of them. That is the worst thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
The worst thing I've ever read. I think Rule 35 was even worse.
Oh my god, I don't know if I want to know what that
like,
is.
Come on.
All if I imagine is that it's something to do with poop.
Literally the tagline is, if there isn't porn of it, you make it. It's like, what?
That's rule 35?
That's rule 35.
So it's probably like all these crayon drawings of like, anime characters getting fucked in the ass. They're like, what is this?
It's so disturbing. You can't even unsee it once you like read about rules.
Yeah, honestly, there's way more disturbing shit than that.
Oh yes, there definitely is.
You go to a convention and you see like the normal that like cartoon porn, you're like, whatever. This doesn't fucking shock me anymore. You're like,
how do we get to this spot? How like, did we get here?
Tifa's being skull fucked, I really don't care.
The other subreddits are just like WTF 50-50.
Yes!
Like,
fuck off, Arnie.
Negative.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah, we need a super show of this where we all just get hammered on.
Oh,
here.
That'd be awesome.
This must be what they mean by poetic justice.
I do not drink.
Well, you should start. Wait, aren't you not 21?
Yeah, 19.
Oh. Yeah, I've got the drinking ages under 21 there.
Yeah, 21 is terrible. This is awful.
Yeah. Well, I'm 23, so I really don't care.
You know, with 21, that's stupid.
You know what's funny is when I was younger, I used to think like, I could die for my country and smoke cigarettes, but I can't drink at 18. And then when you're 23, you're like, I really don't give a fuck. You're like, I could care less. I'm old enough.
How about you? I don't know if I'm kind of so strange that you can't drink unless you're under 21.
It is weird. It's weird, but I had to take an argumentation class. So I'm really good at arguing and debating now, but,
Hence Constantine.
Yeah. While Constantine debates, he doesn't scream. That's why I like him.
I imagine myself being really good in a debate.
You are.
I've never done it.
I like you.
I imagine myself being good at it.
I like debating with you because you're actually like respectful and you say smart shit that makes sense. It's not like you say, "Well, God intended it" or something like. I hate that. I also hate the like you can't disprove it argument. It's like that's not an argument. Ugh. What were we talking about?
Debating class
before the drinking. I had to partner up with somebody and we had to pick a topic and then do like, you know, affirmative or like opposing. So I got to do the opposing of and it was a subject I knew nothing about. So I was opposing for lowering the drinking age back to 18. And I was like, I feel like I'm not going to agree with this at all, but I'm going to do it, you know, because it's assignment. And I read into it, and it's actually pretty interesting. Apparently, some states in the U.S., like certain states, have lowered it. But apparently, they have higher rates of, like, teenage alcoholism. And they
it's not a federal law.
Not that I know of. Not that I think. Like, I think.
I thought it was part of
the menu. in some instances, state law can like kind of win out, but it's a little shaky. Like in California, you can kind of get away with like having weed, but the federal like they'll be like hell no.
They'll still
come fuck you in the ass for it. Like that's why dispensaries here get shut down like all the time because people open up a dispensary and they're buying like weed. Legally in the state of California, they're buying weed, but the federal government doesn't see it that way. So they'll come in and shut that shit down so quick. Happens all the time. Like, it's kinda nuts. I don't smoke, never smoked it before, don't really plan on doing it, not that I have anything against it, but it really should be legal. Like, it's ridiculous at this point. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not like, I don't know, because the way I see it is kind of like medicine. I always said like if I ever got like,
yeah, it does have like proven properties and medicinal.
Yeah, the way I see it is like if I ever get like some kind of pain, like if I have a disease or I have a lot of pain or like I get cancer one day, and I'm going through chemo. Like I've heard marijuana is like really awesome for it. Then yeah, I'd look into it like because I've heard chemo is just awful, and I guess the weed, like, actually gives you an appetite, because chemo gets rid of your appetite and stuff. And then you eat, and you actually keep your metabolism up, and it helps you fight off the cancer. So yeah. I've heard that, like, marijuana is really good for that, and I think it's good for, like, apparently, like, arthritis. My buddy's dad has, like, really bad arthritis, and he has medicinal, like, marijuana. Apparently it helps him out, so...
Yeah, it
does help with arthritis. Yeah, so, I mean, it has, I see, that's the way I see it as a medicine, but I have friends that do it, and I'm not like, how dare you, I don't really care. I just think legalizing it at this point, it's just, it makes perfect sense, and nobody does anything. It's just ridiculous. And it's weird because, like, the government sees it as worse than heroin. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's on a higher, go after rate on the DEA's list than heroin, and you're like, dude, it's fucking heroin.
It's because our country's stupid.
Yeah, our country's pretty stupid at times. It sucks because there's like so many good ideas in America, and there's so many great people with good ideas doing really great things, but like they're never heard or they never get a chance to do it because there's so many other factors
because
like pushing them down.
Of that asshole. Dickwad smut.
What?
Fucker. the guy who, I keep forgetting his name. The Doritos guy.
The Doritos guy?
Doritos guy?
Doritos, what, something cheetah? I don't know.
Cheeto ball pussy, whatever, like.
Yeah.
Stop being such a pussy!
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, people like that are annoying. Although I live in the Bay Area, so there's not as many of them. They are around. I hear people dude, okay, I was in a broadcasting class the other day, and I heard, we have to watch the news and stuff, and we have a quiz every single week, and we don't know what's on the quiz, and it's always stuff that happened through the week, like in the news, like important shit, and so much weird shit happened last week. There was Bat Kid, and then there was fucking the 70.
Well, that Bat Kid thing was cool.
The Bat Kid thing was cool. I almost went.
Make a wish.
I almost went, but, you know, PS4 came out, so I was like, sorry, Bat Kid.
Sorry, make a wish.
Bat Kid?
You didn't hear about Bat Kid?
No.
We'll get to Bat Kid in a second. Bat Kid's fucking awesome, but,
yeah, it's awesome.
So, and then there was like the 76 tornadoes that hit the like Midwest of the US and stuff, like destroyed all these houses. Like one of our senators like got stabbed and like all this shit and this people behind me in the class, somebody's like, oh man, I didn't check the news. Like, what happened in the news? Which is so common because I don't fucking check the news until I get into the class, so I'm not blaming him. And, like, I'll see some stuff, but, like, I'm like, I better check. Because there's shit that I read, and I'm like, I didn't hear about that, and then it's on the test, so. They were like, oh, a senator got stabbed, and there was, like, tornadoes, and then the girl says this, I could not fucking believe it. She goes, but that's not like new news, like, or something like that. She was like, so like nothing's really happening. And I was like, what? Like, what? I was like, this is like fucking the world ending. Like, this is fucking nuts. Huh?
She's looking. You noob.
Oh, you cut out. I heard, noob.
Oh, no, she's looking at the big picture.
Oh. She's like, nothing new happened. She's like, tornadoes happen all the time. I'm like, ugh.
People die.
People die, that's life.
Stop being such a pussy!
Oh, shit. I love it. But yeah, people are weird. Anyway, Bat Kid. So there's this kid, Make-A-Wish, and he wanted to be Batman. So, Make-A-Wish set up this whole thing. They, like, transformed San Francisco into, like, Gotham City for a day. Like, all the newspapers had, like, Gotham City on it and stuff. And then all these people volunteered to, like, and they even got, like, the SFPD, like, involved in it. They had, like, these little, like, chase outs.
Got people dressing up as the villains.
They had people dress up as the villains, and, like, they had a guy dress up as Batman, and he took the kid around. The kid was dressed up like Batman, too, but he was Bat-Kid. And they went and, like, stopped crimes and shit, and they drove around in a fucking Batmobile, and all these people, like, that volunteered, like, would come out, and they'd be at, like, a certain place at a certain time, and they'd, like, cheer him on and stuff. And like, yeah, Bat-Kid! And, like, apparently there were so many volunteers that they had to push people, they had to tell people not to come, but they came anyway, so there were, like,
they're just, like,
hundreds of people just showing up on, like, Market Street and stuff to, like, cheer on Bat-Kid, and they had, like, signs. And
it's crazy. Really awesome.
Crazy, like, yeah. My girlfriend told me about it, and I was like, that sounds awesome. I was like, I want to do this. What day is it on? And she goes, the 15th. I was like, yeah.
Greatness awaits.
It's like, sorry, Bat-Kid. I support you, though. Support you, big guy. Apparently, like, I saw some of the footage, too. I'm like, that's so cool. But then when you think about, like, who set it up again, you, like, make a wish, and then you just start fucking bawling your eyes out. You're like, ah!
Such a good charity, though.
It's
incredible stuff to do.
It's just so sad. All the like, one of my teachers was like, did you watch the footage of Bat-Kid? I couldn't stop crying. It's like, oh my god.
Alan, I think Alan should know who's granted the most make-a-wishes.
Who's granted the most Make-A-Wishes?
Yeah, like, so, we're granted most wishes.
Disney?
No. Alan could probably take a good guess at this.
John Cena?
Yep. I think he's done, like, 300.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He's like, dressing up as Spider-Man and shit, like, hey, big guy.
He's literally just
John Cena. That is creepy! I can't believe you just said that.
Hey, big guy!
I say or big guy all the time.
Seriously, I didn't even have any doubts about that. It's just so clear because you think it's like it's gotten to a point where John Cena is like, is that not, he's unofficially a part of Make-A-Wish now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good charity to be a part of, I guess.
This is taking a sweet time.
I think there's one where Christian Bale's on it. Like, he's one of the kids were asked to talk to Batman, so they get Christian Bale on the phone. He just starts talking to Batman voice.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Brilliant. There's also one where he goes and takes this kid and flies him out to Disneyland and spends the day with him. It's like fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Seriously cool.
Yeah.
I like the episode of Scrubs where the kid just wanted to see a naked woman. And they're like, do you want to see The Rock?
Like, oh, he wanted to see boobs or whatever, so
yeah,
she like flashed him.
And then, like, it started working everywhere. It was like a miracle.
Oh yeah, so she would just like
flash, and then the guy would come back to life.
I remember
South Park's so funny when they do Make-A-Wish. They're like, who do you want to see? Do you want to see Madonna?
Oh yeah, do you want to see Madonna? I wish I didn't have cancer. And they're like, they have nothing to say.
Actually, just outside the door.
So fucked up. It's like, do you have one wish, like, Jimmy? And he's like, I wish I didn't have cancer. And they just have nothing. Like, oh my god.
It's because no one
so terrible.
No one said it.
Huh?
Has anyone actually, like, legitimately said that?
Probably.
Probably.
And then they're like, well, we have Spider-Man instead. Oh no, that was Family Guy. They're like, do you want to meet Spider-Man? And he's like, no, I want to be well or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, like, here we have Spider-Man. He has a gift card to, like, Cold Stone or some shit. And it's like this fat guy in the Spider-Man costume. Ooh, get well. Like, oh my god, it's horrible. Yeah. Batkid, though, that happened, and that was cool.
Batkid is awesome.
Did not.
I keep forgetting that this is a podcast.
Yep, this is a podcast. Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing no DualShock show tomorrow. Yeah.
Why not? Why is there no DualShock show? Oh, because Matt's having his baby shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
Oh, God.
I just remembered.
Yeah, well, so while all that's happening, I'm going to be playing some Dead Rising 3.
There you go. Are you guys doing it on Sunday, though? Is that?
Yeah, Sunday.
There you go. There you go.
Death, I should get hammered tomorrow evening.
What? You're going to get hammered? Oh, stumble out of the club like, man, Steam is such a great platform.
It's 18th birthday time. That's when you get to drive in Germany.
Oh, you can't drive until you're 18? That sucks.
Yes, you get to drink alcohol before you drive, so you actually know what alcohol does when you drive. You see, that's the logic.
That's fucking smart.
Great logic.
Yeah. Josh, like, it's smart. It's America.
Driving
that's why it's
without
not over
drinking
here.
Is not that dangerous, true. But see?
Yeah, exactly. When you start drinking at 18, you realize how bad it is.
You're like, oh god.
Also, Americans yeah, don't know when
don't
to say
know
no.
How bad it is before you drive. That's the issue. Yeah.
I have never driven drunk. Yeah, we don't.
I need to go to Germany.
I've only ever been drunk once and I hated it. I fucking hated it. I like getting buzzed. It gets better. Yeah. It's like coming out of the closet and shit, it gets better!
The first time you're up all night and it's just like the club dancing, fucking music.
Have you guys listened to the new Daft Punk album? Because every time Constantine talks, I'm just reminded of that song, like the Giorgio song, where he's like describing his life. He's like, went to the discotheque. Like, that's all I can think of.
That is what it's like, man. I mean, I don't like want to endorse.
It's like, I had three or four... A tour or five songs.
I don't really endorse like getting fucked up like every week. Like I would go out like once a month and like drink more than I probably should, but I don't do that every week. It's would be too brutal.
Only part of the week.
Yeah, my first year at university, like alcohol was introduced. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, there's a bar on my campus, like straight up.
More than ours. It's like four, I think.
Oh man. You know what though? If you're gonna drink and like college knows, they might as well do it like and regulate how much you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. So well, people don't go to the bar because they're expensive. So people just get like wasted in their flats.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't live on campus, so there's no. I just go home and get drunk.
I don't. On your own.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to hang out with all these dumb assholes at my university. I just want to. Hang out with
people. Your girlfriend
people.
Turns up. Josh, what are you doing? I'm getting drunk and playing Dota 2. Leave me alone.
I couldn't do that shit drunk. Like, there's so much going on in Dota. You'd be like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
And I've just watched people play Dota.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in that game.
Yeah, no, I don't live on campus anymore.
I never did, so.
Why not? Yeah. Fair enough.
I wonder what's going to happen
you
first.
You don't live on campus in Germany.
Campus lives on you.
Campus lives on you.
No. Like, there's no. The college doesn't have any, like, housing or anything. Like, the college technically is just a fucking. It's just a university. There's nothing else. There's just, like, study buildings.
Interesting. That's how my community college was. There's no living on campus.
There's loads. It's like seven colleges.
Yeah.
They're all on site with, like, housing.
In San Francisco, there's a lot, but most of them are, like, there's one in San Rafael, but I think it has on-site housing, but like, I don't know. I've never been there. I just know it exists. And whenever I tell people, like, you go to college, you go to Dominican? I'm like, no, I go to San Francisco State. And they're like, why? Because it's so far. I'm like, I don't know. Don't know. But whatever. I have to live with it.
So have you guys ever listened to the Mothman Prophecies audiobook?
No, but I don't want to listen to that, but because I watched the movie and it's fucking terrible. So
it's not even close to the movie. It is like some. It literally is creepy, scary shit.
Mm. Well, but you watched Eyes of the Mothman, right?
Dude, I watched it twice. Oh god,
it's so creepy, right?
Yeah. I know.
Oh man, have you guys watched Eyes of the Mothman? Yet or like heard of it?
Yeah.
So fucking creepy. Such a creepy documentary.
You should like tell us so that's
what?
Elaborate for the viewers.
Oh yes, yeah, so viewers, if you don't know what Mothman
listeners,
yeah. I don't. What did I say? Viewers.
Fuck, I mean, it's on YouTube. It's technically like, viewing.
It's not even up yet.
Oh,
anyway,
what the hell?
Anyway, like I was saying, Mothman is this monster that appeared in West Virginia, allegedly, and like terrorized all these people and like chased them down, and all these people tried to explain it like it was a fucking seal or some stork or some shit. And the people who saw it were like, hell no, dude. That was some creepy like demon shit I saw last night. Stalking my dog.
Some people thought it was an owl.
Yeah. They're like, no, dude, it was like a man. Like, it had wings and shit. Like, and the stories they tell are so fucking scary. You're like, oh my god. If this is real, I was like, the people in West Virginia are fucked. But they haven't seen it since, like, the 70s. But apparently there's people that are like, I fucking saw it. Like, I saw it.
Well, Josh, you're leaving out the big event that happened during the whole tenure of the Mothman.
The bridge collapse?
Yeah, the Silver Bridge collapsing.
Silver Bridge collapse, and people were like, I saw Mothman on the bridge. It's like
people... there's an actual... If you go on YouTube or Bing or Google Video and you type in Mothman and just Mothman and the word bridge, you'll see...
Yeah, people are like, I don't know if that, I don't think that picture's real. They're like, I saw Mothman on the fucking bridge. I'm like,
You see what looks like, quote unquote, Mothman on the bridge.
Quote unquote, Mothman. I love that.
And,
I see quote unquote Mothman. Oh man.
And it was really messed up because, it was around Christmas time. So a lot of people.
Yeah, there was like presents and stuff floating in the river. It's like, that's fucked up, man.
I mean,
all the younger people were saying like they would go to school and the person that sat next to them just wasn't there anymore. Like, yeah, my God. It's horrible.
Thanks, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, it's freaky shit though, like just the whole story and all that behind it. It's like,
but I mean, there's like a lot of urban legends like that.
Yeah, I know. But
you guys haven't heard about Indrid Cold yet.
Oh yeah, Indrid Cold, man. Yeah, apparently this guy was being visited by this like thing called Indrid Cold, and it was like this guy who was talking to him telepathically, and he was like an alien or something, and then
he's like, we dress like you.
Yeah, and then the guy like disappeared after a while. It was like, whoa.
Which is not true, because he gave there was a big interview on YouTube you could look up.
Is he even still alive? Or he
no,
like dead or
no, right? he's not alive anymore. Yeah. It's a shame, because
yeah.
Like, there are certain things that I'm skeptical were, like, that were actually truthful in the documentary.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, there's a lot of weird, they're like, I saw these orbs and these UFOs came down. You're like,
No, specifically about Indrid Cold.
Oh.
That whole thing. Like,
yeah.
His family ended up leaving him.
The guy? Not Indrid Cold, the guy. I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, but it was a guy who had like, well, like he had credibility.
Mm.
And wasn't one of the wackos saying I saw quote unquote the Mothman.
It's funny because like hella people were like, I don't believe you. These fucking kids were out there like drinking drugs, and then they fucking
drinking drugs.
Yeah,
you never seen anyone drink PCP.
PCP. No, they, and then eventually more people kept seeing it, and they're like, fuck, maybe this thing is real. And then people were like going out on these hunts to find it, and then, and then apparently they were finding it and getting, they're like, oh shit, we fucking found it. It's like, it's a weird tale there, the Mothman. And like, all my friends were like, that sounds dumb. And then they watched the documentary and they're like, holy fuck. Now Mothman's like an inside joke with everybody. We're like, fucking Mothman. He's behind everything. We're like, he's behind the JFK assassination. Like, we came up with all these
the
fake theories.
Sex tape.
The Paris Hilton sex tape. He was filming that shit.
That's a great one. That is a great one.
He was on the grassy knoll. He fucking shot Kennedy from the front. Actually, speaking of Kennedy, now that we're bringing that up, it's the 50th anniversary today of the assassination.
He was a great jelly donut.
He was a great jelly donut. Or it was a hot dog, or was it a jelly donut?
It was a jelly donut.
Ich bin ein Berliner, or whatever is what you
said. Yeah, ich bin ein Berliner. It was better be Ich bin Berliner.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
the guy we were talking about, though, his name is Woodrow Derenberger. Which is
Darren Berger. What kind of a fucking guy who sees aliens
his
name that?
I'm surprised I haven't seen I'm surprised we haven't seen another like assassination theory come up who is 50th anniversary.
Dude, there's so many. There are so many.
There's no angle which hasn't been covered by a theory yet.
Yeah. And what's nuts is like almost 98% of them can be disproven. But then there's that small, like, 2% where you're like, fuck, that could be right. You're like...
Oh, but there's also, like, links where the Mafia killed him and, like...
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe
that. They disproved that, too. Because, like, all the connections in the background which they said he had never existed.
Yeah.
Like, it's proven that all that shit doesn't exist. Like, his father apparently, like, got political power by...
Yeah.
Paying off the Mafia and shit. That was all bullshit.
I don't know. I don't believe that. It's probably got I mean, there were a lot of people in the government that fucking wanted him dead. You know, like that. Well, maybe not wanted him dead, but they didn't like him. You know,
he's the American. He's the American John Paul the First.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what, like...
If you believe the coup d'etat theory, it was the last president of the United States. I don't know if you've ever heard...
That is actually... like, but that's actually one of the theories which actually is realistic.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they wouldn't have voted for Obama in that case.
Huh?
Wait, what? He just constantly just dropped something, and he just blitzkrieged and left.
I didn't even hear what he said. I heard there wouldn't have blah, 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 and then he was just
No. I just made like a Obama pun. I was like, yeah, they probably wouldn't have voted up or brought up Obama in this coup d'etat theory.
You know, the thing about Obama, and he was super smart the way he ran his campaign, like... When you say change, everyone attributes that to something else. Like, you can put anything in there. Like, it's a blank slate. And when people see that, they're like, yeah. Like, environmentalist people are like, he's gonna change the environment. He's gonna fix that shit. Banking people are like, oh shit, he's gonna fix banking. He's gonna take all these assholes out of here and put us back on a good ass currency. And like, all you can affix any of your beliefs to change.
He's a very clever man.
That and he,
yeah,
like...
He is. He is.
And when you ask, like, young people who voted for him, I know people who voted for him, and I'm like, what specifically, like, do you like, or did you like about his policies? They can't give me a fucking answer. I'm like, why did you vote for him? Like...
My reasons are basically, I did not want the other guy to win.
Like,
well, I didn't like the other guy either.
The thing is, though...
That is a signal reason, and that's all the reason you need not to vote, and not to vote for Obama.
The thing is, though, the difference is with like, U.S. elections is that you can't really promise anything, because as a president, you really don't have power.
Like, you get vote by your parliament, like, constantly.
Yeah, like, Congress has complete power over pretty much every legislation. President can recommend
unlimited
bills.
Power!
Unlimited so, cosmic like, power!
All you can do is really fund the military. Even then you have to still go to Congress. Like, it's just a bit weird.
Man. Oh wait, phenomenal cosmic
Obama
power.
Was, like,
hang on.
Really well perceived outside of the US, wasn't he?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He was progressive.
Year. Yeah, he was a progressive one when he let people, like, praising his name and everything else.
And then he came out with like, and his hate.
Now comes,
then he
sir.
Just came out with the whole NSA thing, and now nobody likes him anymore because he's like the lying asshole who spied on.
He did more shit than the NSA thing. Like he was like, I'm not gonna go after whistleblowers, and then he went after whistleblowers, and there's a lot of other things, and like I didn't.
Took Osama bin Laden down.
I don't think he did.
I don't understand how that's such a big deal. Like it's just Osama bin Laden gives a shit.
We created him in the first place. But here's the thing. Like, there's a lot of people that think Osama bin Laden was already dead. And you know what's crazy? When you think about it, like, they were saying that around when we were looking for him, he was on, like, dialysis and shit. Like, he had all these kidney problems, and there's some guy who says, like, I went to his funeral, like, he was in Pakistan or whatever, and then, like, right as Obama's, approval ratings were, like, really starting to dip, all of a sudden they're like, he's dead! And then all of a sudden it was, like, a 75% approval rating for, like, a couple months.
Of course I would.
It was crazy, but...
that he was in that house. I would keep that until my ratings went to shit. I would abuse the shit out of that.
I know.
That is smart politics.
Yeah, he is very smart.
Have you guys
stupid to not use that.
Have you guys seen the Key and Peele Obama skits?
Yeah.
Look at it this way, like, if...
That summarizes my feelings.
Like, look at the next president that pulls out, US troopers out of Iraq and Afghanistan. He'll be, like, the god for them.
Yeah, well, he was like, we're leaving Iraq. And everyone's like, yeah! But he's like, but we're gonna spend $1 billion on a base there. And you're like, well, we're not really leaving then. Like,
yeah,
we never really left, you know? It's like, ugh.
It's like the Guantanamo Bay stuff. We'll shut it down. No, don't worry.
Nope, no, we're not gonna do that. Apparently.
We'll
and it's like just far enough, it's like just far enough off the coast that they can just do whatever they want. They can just stick dicks in people's ear and like get away with it and you're like,
why there?
I don't know.
But wasn't the whole good animal based stuff just because nobody else wanted to take prisoners? Like, there's no other way they could, like, nowhere else they could keep the prisoners because the states were like, yeah, no, we're not gonna take them. Like, that was the whole issue of that.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough about that. I just know that, like, I just know there's some fuckery involved with Guantanamo Bay.
It's because it can break constitutions.
All I know is what I saw in Harold and Kumar 2.
That movie was weird.
It's when they're on, like, when they're at Guantanamo Bay, it's not like they don't have to, like, abide by the Constitution. It's gonna literally break every rule in the movie.
It's not like they abide by it here either.
That is true as well.
It's fucking annoying.
It's fucking annoying. Breach of basic civil liberties, it's fucking annoying.
It is! Like, it's infuriating. They feel like they don't have to follow it. But it's like, it's there for a reason. It's there to protect, you know, the citizens against, like, overbearing government.
There are problems with the Constitution, though.
Well, yeah, I didn't say it was perfect. Nothing's perfect, man. Like,
nah, it's kind of perfect.
Nothing in the world is perfect, but it's pretty damn good, especially for when it was written. But, yeah. And the power to amend it, like, it adds, like...
It's just ridiculous, like, the
well,
process.
Yeah, but you have to, kind of, like, if you think about it, because everything changes, so, like, you have to kind of say, well...
You know, it's like when you have to, like, obviously the system's a bit fixed, but it's like when you do an amendment to ban prohibition, and you have to put a new amendment in to legalize.
Yeah,
well,
they should have never got rid of alcohol in the first place. I don't know why they, I don't know. There was some reason, like, somebody got some wild hair up their ass, and they're like, alcohol sucks, so they got rid of it, and it was like...
It was probably mainly because, like, they're going through such great prosperity.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, it's the same thing with the drugs. Like, they're real, like, they fucking get rid of it because they're like, oh, it's bad for everybody. But then they're like, oh, well, we just created the entire mafia. So, bring it back, yeah, I guess. Like, I guess bring it back. Yeah, like, the mafia in America, like, organized crime. Was kind of around, not really, but it grew to, like, this immense power when Prohibition came about. Because they made so much fucking money off trafficking in alcohol, like, from Canada and other places.
Moonshine.
And moonshine? Dude, they made so much goddamn money. Like, it is ridiculous how... And they expanded so much, like... The prohibition of alcohol basically created organized crime in America. And then it was too late. Like, by the time they were like, oh, bring it back, it's too late. It's already, like, integrated into our society now. Like, it's already here. And they're doing the same thing with drugs. Like, all these drugs used to be legal. I'm not saying, like, cocaine and shit should be allowed, but... I mean, if somebody wants to do coke and they're not hurting anybody, then the fuck does it matter? But, like... Marijuana, it's like, you're just giving organized crime, like, a reason to exist, and a reason to make way more money.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it was
and it's not like they have to fucking, there was a great, like, Chris Rock joke about weed, and he's like, yeah. Weed is not a drug, weed's a plant. He's like, it just grows like that. Oh wait, no, was that? That was that other black comedian, the guy with the crazy hair who went to jail.
The other black comedian.
Huh? I don't, he's like, drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. It's like, you gotta add baking soda and water and stir it up. I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying. It's like, weed is a plant, it just grows like that. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, like, I understand the reasoning why they ban weed. It's because it's, like, the gateway drug, which is actually true, apparently. Like, there's scientific data to back it up. But, on the other hand, I feel like it's really overkill, like, the way how they do it. Like, if you get, like, fucking, like, a permanent and a felony charge if you do it and shit.
I don't think it's a gateway drug. I think that's bullshit. Cause, like, most of the people I know that have ever smoked weed don't do anything else. Like, they do it, and then they're like, yeah, this is my thing. Like, I know one friend who did coke, and he did it once, and he was like, I fucking hated it. He was like, I thought I was going to die. Like, And that's not because he smoked weed. He just was with... He has a friend who was like a DJ at a strip club, and I guess his friend like had...
DJ at a strip club?
Yeah, and he was like, he hung out with strippers all the time, and I guess they all did fucking coke, and then he hung out with him, and he was like, do a line, and he was like, whatever. Live it up, and then he did it, and he was like, oh, I thought I was gonna fucking die. He was like, that
this
shit.
This guy needs a movie.
This guy needs a movie.
DJ at night, strip club member at day.
No, he wasn't part of the fucking strip club, dude. He wasn't like stripping. He fucking, oh man, you guys are twisting my words.
We can twist the story a bit. Shush.
Shit. You guys are nuts. But yeah, I was gonna say something, but I don't remember. But yeah, that fucking organized crime is ridiculous. It's all over the place. Dem drugs.
I want to be part of organized crime.
You always think it's like a glamorous lifestyle, because you're like, I got all this money, like, I kind of work when I want to, and then they always end up dying at like 30, and you're like, ah.
Yeah, but I mean, crime pays, seriously. Whoever said crime doesn't pay is stupid. If you're like halfway intelligence, it's almost impossible to get busted. You have to be stupid to get busted.
I love how the German.
Well, it depends on what you are doing. Like,
could you imagine if like Constantine was taken into like a German police German police interview, and they found this podcast on VGU?
They'd be like, "Well, I guess this is all the evidence
we
need."
We don't have the NSA in Germany.
You do. It's just not yours.
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like, I'd be pissed too if I was like, if I was Germany, like literally, like the whole land and like the fucking, like my body was literally the land people built on, and then I was also like the people that ran it, and I found out people were spying on me and they weren't like from my country. I'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bro? I'm like, we're friends.
Get him next, bro.
He's like, I know I was an asshole like 40 years ago. I like, oh man, not 40, it was like 70, 80 years ago. Whatever. I can't do math today. Hang on. It was like 50 to 60 years ago. I know I was an asshole like 60 years ago and I did all that shit. I'm past that. It was a phase of my life. I'm a new man. Why the fuck are you spying on me? Like, what have I done wrong? All I've done is make the bratwurst, send him over, we play some soccer. What the fuck is wrong with you? I know nothing about Germany.
I mean, it's so sad because our politicians are so spineless. It's not like they weren't like, oh yeah, America fucking spied on it. Now we're gonna take Edward Snowden in and be like, fuck you, America. No, they were like, yeah, we think this is terrible. Boopy boopy boo. They cried a little bit and nothing is happening.
I'd like to hear your version of weeping during.
Boopy boo.
Yeah, that. I'd like to hear that for a good solid 2 hours.
he's like, man, Avatar was so sad. Booby booby boo.
I mean, it's like making me 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 me. it's like quiet bitching.
Constantine, did you ever play Need for Speed yet?
No, I haven't gotten around to it. I have to get it first. If I get it, I might buy it, and you know.
Oh god, please don't tell me you're gonna review it on a pirated copy.
Why wouldn't I? There's no difference.
Don't.
People
don't.
Are listening to this right now.
You heard it here, BG people.
I said I'm gonna buy it.
Constantine wants to do organized crime. He wants to steal copies of games.
Hey, it's not stealing, it's just I haven't gotten a review copy. I'm doing a service.
What the fuck? This is horrible audio. It was supposed to be Joe from Family Guy crying, and it's like the it like just sounds like shit. Like,
sounds like someone's sleeping.
Yeah.
One of us is in deep trouble.
Oh, man.
Oh god.
Do it now.
What are you saying?
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna request something, but then I realized.
What did you say? Request it.
No. I was gonna, okay, fine. I was gonna request the, thing from the one phrase used the most on Full House.
What? I don't watch Full House. I have no idea.
Hey, even if I wanted to buy Need for Speed Rivals, it's not out in Germany yet.
Jesus Christ! We are not talking about this anymore.
Stop shouting! I'm not deaf!
It's funny because he's yelling that.
I like how you pointed it out, like, really blatantly. It's funny because he yells.
No, because he's saying, stop shouting, but he is shouting.
it's like a bad, bad sitcom.
Oh, man.
You.
Oh, man.
Come and knock on our door.
I like how Arnold is now our...
staring special guest.
Is that the VG mascot now?
Arnold is?
Yeah.
No.
Not Arnold then, Arnold now, currently. As of this moment.
Hello, cutie pie.
I don't swing that way, Arnold.
Who are you?
Ingrid Cold, motherfucker.
I'm Adam Gibson. You idiot!
Have you guys ever prank called, like, a fast food restaurant with, like, a soundboard?
Who would do that?
I did it! It was so much fun! Dude, we called, we did the Sling Blade soundboard. we called Taco Bell and they hung up on us. And we didn't even say anything. We got into, like, hello, and then they just hung up.
You have to call fucking Radio Shag and ask them if they have radios and bullshit like that. This is absolutely not funny for anyone but you.
Do you have radios and shacks? Like, can I buy both there?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, no, but we got these little, like, tapes that you put in your car and then you can listen to your iPod.
You go like, oh, that's fine, that's exactly what I wanted.
We called KFC, like, oh, this was years ago. We were like 14, so, you know, we didn't fucking care. We called KFC with, like, Sling Blade soundboard, and we were like, you got them French fried potatoes? And, like, the guy stayed on the phone with us for, like, 4 minutes, and even said, do you need this delivered? Like, we were, like, an older dude. We're like, dude, that's awesome. So we had, like, a newfound respect for our local KFC. Like, that guy's a badass. We were like, no, but then it kind of, he didn't notice. We were like, no, ma'am. Oh, man. Hang on, let me see if I can find the Sling Blade soundbar. It was so much fun, though. We were like, you know what? That prank call, that was pretty cool. My friend,
I can't open my eyes now.
My friend, called, oh, man, he just called this random fucking number in the phone book one night at, like, 1 in the morning, and he's like, I went to high school with you. He did, like, an Indian accent. He's like, I sat behind you. I used to look at your ass all day. So funny. And then she goes, what high school did you go to? And without skipping a beat, my friend just goes, same one as you! Us, we were like, oh my god, it's amazing. Oh, man.
People on this call.
Huh?
Anyone have Skype money?
I killed my mother and an old boy named Jesse Dixon.
Oh god.
That's Sling Blade. Hang on.
I read the Bible quite a bit. Yes, ma'am. Reckon you might make some biscuits.
What's what we call KFC with? We're just like asking him, like,
I like them French fried potatoes. Reckon you might make some biscuits. You ought not kill my little brother.
Oh, man. That was so much fun. There was one, and it was just this long, drawn-out joke. It's like, there's two people, like, pissing off a bridge. And, like, we did it, and the guy was, like, trying to interject. So funny. He was like, sir, and he just kept stopping because he's like, and then the people that came, like, oh man, it was so funny. Like, oh, it's so hard not to laugh, like, while you're doing it too, because you're just like, oh, there's some good ass ones. Like, let me see, there's like Arnold ones. Say Arnold prank calls. I'm gonna find one. I don't want like an 8-minute one. I want a short ass one. Find a good one. But yeah, people do like soundboard prank calls. They just call random ass people. Arnold Schwarzenegger prank calls an escort service. Hang on.
Oh god damn it.
Hello?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Let's have a sexy girl for a change. With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
Huh?
You know, two guys with one woman?
No, I don't do that.
Let me take her with the head first into the toilet bowl.
A head first in the toilet? Are you retarded?
Yeah.
Retarded. Okay, thank you.
What if it is me slamming her around from wall to wall?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You want to fuck me?
You have nothing fucking better to do with your time?
No.
So how does it feel about you?
The most important thing is pussy.
Oh, fuck your mother.
Come on, baby. You know you're the girl of my dreams.
Thank you for calling. I'm currently on vacation.
Oh,
I will return after December 21st.
What the fuck? But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Oh wow.
Oh man. That was a good one. That was only like a minute and a half. Some of them were like 8 minutes. I'm like,
Find some more. God, that was so funny.
Arnold Schwarzenegger calls to return a dog.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
Good. What do we gotta do?
Who's this?
What's the dog's name?
The dog that I'm missing?
Yeah.
Daisy. Her name's Daisy. She should have an orange collar. She's a black and white pit bull, or a white and black pit bull.
Yes. Affirmative. What do we gotta do?
Do you have her?
Yeah. Correct.
You have her? Seriously?
Yeah.
Can you... Where are you?
One second.
I put out $100 reward on her. I can go get the money and then I can meet you. Is there any way you have a texting feature? Could you take a picture so I know you actually do have her?
No. Why would I lie to you?
I know.
Where
did you find her?
What the hell's going on?
You idiot! Stop! Stop it!
Hey.
Alright.
Oh wow.
That's fucking horrible.
How is this gonna go off?
Oh shit.
This is so much fun.
Oh my god. I hope like if people stuck around on this show, like they're having a good time. Oh man. That's so funny.
There are tears coming out of my eyes.
Shut up! Oh man. Yeah, that's, people do that. They're pretty funny. Obviously. Anyway, yeah. Germany. Oh no.
I really should have watched the first episode of this because I have no idea how this shit ends.
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I have no idea how these episodes end.
This is the first episode.
No, the old episode.
Oh, they didn't go at all like this.
Yeah, there was no Arnie.
Yeah, no.
No Arnie.
No, there was, it was way different. This show, This show was basically all about politics, and it would be like maybe an hour or 45 minutes long. Like, that was really just it. And we would talk about the news and stuff, but...
How this like, entire podcast has just changed into topics like Germany clubbing to, like, the Constitution to Arnie doing prank calls.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea. That's the idea, you know?
Brilliant.
Like, yeah. I just saw on my YouTube thing, like, Coast to Coast, hang on. Let me see if I can find Coast to Coast, Stargate caller. So I can find her. She's like, it was like flying through a bunch of stars. Like, oh man, it's so funny. I wish I remember. There's like a new episode every day, so it's like you could never listen to it all, but.
You can on SiriusXM.
Coast to Coast, Strange Call, Planet X, Nibiru. Oh man, the whole Nibiru thing was so funny. People are like, it's gonna crash into the planet! I'm like, no. No. And then there was like a video, and they're like, Nibiru, you can see it, it's here! And somebody was like, that's the moon, you jackass! That's so funny.
Some people actually thought that Doctor Who Christmas special from 2009 was about that.
Was about Nibiru?
Yeah, because like a planet was about to come out and like collide with the Earth.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. People, they're like, it's hidden behind the sun. Blah, blah, blah. Hang on, I'm gonna find. Type in Nibiru evidence. Let's see what they're talking about. Oh, man, BBC breaking news, Nibiru evidence. Let's listen to this stupid shit. Hang on. Fucking Vince Vaughn, go away. What is this now?
This object is also on the left of our cell. Which, as you can see, appear very similar.
That's photoshopped, you dick. Oh, man. People are so funny. I don't know. People are dumb. Where did this even come from? Like, where did this,
just let us in. This won't take long.
What?
Talking about the black-eyed children.
Oh, fuck those. Fuck those black-eyed children. They're gonna fucking kill us all. They're real! There's like all these people like, oh, there's these black-eyed children. Like, I saw this black-eyed child, and she fucking came at me. And I was like, don't take my soul, black-eyed child! And it's fucking... And then she left, but I was left with the ominous scar on my left testicle. Alright, so the Nibiru Cataclysm is a supposed disastrous encounter between the Earth and a large planetary object, which certain groups believe will take place in the early 21st century. Believers in this doomsday event usually refer to this object as Planet X or Nibiru. The idea that a planet-sized object that will collide or pass by Earth in the near future is not supported by any scientific evidence and has been rejected as pseudoscience by astronomers and planetary science. The idea was first put forward in 1995 by Nancy Leiter, founder of the website Zeta Talk. Leiter describes herself as a contactee with the ability to receive messages from extraterrestrials from the Zeta Reticuli star system through an implant in her brain. Yeah, she sounds believable. She states that she was chosen to warn mankind that the object would sweep through the inner solar system in May 2003, causing Earth to undergo a pulse shift that would destroy most of humanity. The prediction has subsequently spread beyond Leiter's website and has been embraced by numerous internet doomsday groups, most of which linked to the event to the 2012 phenomenon, although the same Nibiru is derived from the works in the late ancient astronaut writer Zachariah Sitchin and his interpretations of Babylonian and Sumerian mythology. Sitchin denied any connection between his work and the various claims of the coming apocalypse. Yeah, so she sounds believable.
Yeah.
It's like flying through a thing of stars, yo.
I flew through this fucking, I went through a Stargate. Oh, really? What was it like? It was like flying through a bunch of stars! Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. people are so funny. Hang on. Hang on. Let's see. Funny coast-to-coast caller. Let's just see if something funny pops up. Hilarious phone call to coast-to-coast. Let's listen to this as this show winds down.
Hey, Mark. Excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at.
Sounds like a guy.
I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in a...
This isn't
in
real.
An Impala.
This is, I've heard this before. This isn't like, this is, somebody left this voicemail, like, and it was supposed to be just a normal voicemail, and then he starts seeing this crazy fucking thing happening where, like, all this stuff's happening. He's, like, laughing because, like, they're doing all this dumb shit, but, like, that has nothing to do with Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast caller asked if Shadow Government true why Arab Obama installed as president USA. What?
I think we're just going to have to take a gander.
First time caller line, Dan is in Kentucky for Bob Fletcher, who says that Sonny Bono was likely assassinated. Dan?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, your guest implies that there's some sort of shadow government that is taking care of problems like Sonny Bono and Vince Foster and so on. Why would such a shadow government allow an Arab to be installed as president in the United States?
Ah, that's so racist.
He's not done yet, but maybe he's part of the shadow government, huh?
He's not Arab, but of course that's
no,
that.
Of course
that's
not.
That thing that's going. Hey, yeah, that's the thing.
Know, you gotta take the calls as they come.
Right. Nope.
All right. That was.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I don't know. People are weird. That's America, people. That's where we live.
Well, half of us. In this call.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah, just me and you. Or you and what? Me, the way it's supposed to. Just me and you, sitting
you
on a
and
call.
I.
You and I. Yeah. I'm a preacher. Nibiru. It's coming.
Palpatine's behind it all.
What?
Palpatine's behind it all.
Palpatine, he's in collusion with the devil, coming to take your soul. Jesus, what's going
on? Let's go to that phone with Floozy. Floozy, what's going on next?
Oh my god, I gotta listen to this. Coast to Coast AM, quote, I know this is going to sound weird, but, like, I gotta know. Said something about... Satan in Tallahassee.
Next up, we go to Al in Tallahassee, Florida. First time caller. Go ahead, Al. You're on with Buck Wolf on Coast
to Coast. Hey, George, I've been listening for a long time.
Thanks, Al.
Now, I know this is going to sound weird. I graduated from the Air Force Academy back in 1969. I was an Air Force officer for a while. Then I got out and went to work for an aerospace contractor down at the Johnson Space Center. And in 1982, when I was working down there, I had a nervous breakdown, and I didn't tell anybody. I recovered by myself after a couple of months. And when I recovered, I was an Antichrist. There was a spirit man that inhabited my body that thought he was Jesus Christ. And, but that couldn't be because I was a homosexual and I was into pornography and stuff like that. So obviously I couldn't have been the real thing. He found that out pretty quickly. But, he had a personal relationship with the devil and Satan, and he had psychic powers that he could use through the television set to influence the Democratic Party and the Soviet Union and the communist countries of Eastern Europe. And this was during Reagan's term. You can't do much through TV, though. You're limited in what you could do, what kind of spiritual influence you can have, but... he did have a lot of success in picking Democratic Party candidates for Congress and getting them elected to Congress. He pretty much had a lot of influence in that. He didn't have much success in getting presidential candidates. He wanted Gary Hart in '84 and couldn't get him nominated.
What happened to him?
How the fuck do you not laugh your ass off when people call into this show? Like, does George just fucking hit mute? Does he just hit mute and laugh his ass off?
Probably. That's probably what's happening.
He's like, I'm getting people elected to the Democratic Party by Satan. Satan, he could go into television set and he had psychic powers. Like, oh my god, here we go. Oh man. That's funny. Yeah, I
fuck it. Can't take it serious. Can't take it serious, man.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because sometimes, like, there's really, really intelligent people that, like, believe in aliens and that kind of stuff, and have, like, Linda Moulton Howe. She's a really intelligent woman, and she's been doing that shit for years, like, investigating that stuff. And, you know, maybe she might not be right, but, you know, she's been doing it. And then there's all these other people that come around, they're like, the demons are piloting UFOs, and they make everyone else look like a fucking idiot, you know? And yep. It's like so annoying. Anyway, I think it's about time to wrap this up. We've been at 2 hours, 45 minutes. I'd say this is a really good first episode, though.
I agree.
This was entertaining as shit.
There were the moments.
Yeah, yeah, there were the moments.
Boots, the motions.
Yeah. You know. But, yeah, anyway, this has been Lunchtime Adventures. We plan to do this. This is another weekly podcast we plan to do. And, you can find us on Stitcher, and of course you can find us on VGU TV. This is where you should come, because, you know, it pays the bills. Also, Lunchtime Adventures is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. Remember that we don't currently have a keyword. Should have one by next episode, though. So if you want to get 20% off your first purchase at Shutterstock.com, go to our website. There's a banner. Click the banner. Go through that, and you can get 20% off your first purchase. And we are out. Bye, everybody.
Yay.